back in high school, I never stood out. A Baton Rouge kid, another face in the crowd. I have big dreams to be a rock star. I tell myself someday they'll know who you are. Cause everybody's gotta start somewhere. And if you strike the match, then someday you'll get there. Yeah. Cause from the ashes you can start again. I changed my name and made some brand new friends. Someday I know they will remember me. And wonder how my life came to be. Yeah. To the present day, flying back and forth from H-Town to L.A. Now I'm more than just a face in your crowd. A radio revolution with a new day sound. Cause everybody has to start somewhere. Just strike the match and someday you'll get there. Yeah. Cause from the ashes you can start again. Change your name and make some brand new friends. Someday I know they will remember you. And wonder how they can get there too. Yeah.
And the only friend to guide you is an evening star. The roughest,
toughest,
the toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say he sings the herd to sleep. In a voice so rich and deep, crooning soft and low, he always sings. And there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fella's gone, because the western folks all know that he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Sunday in his Sunday clothes, he beats it to the village where he always goes, and And every girl in town is Joe's, cause he's a ragtime bear. And once he gets to moving on the dance hall floor, no one but a lunatic would start a war. Bad men know his 44 makes men dance for sure. He always sings raggy music to the cattle as they swing back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellow's gone, because the western folks all know that he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy Joe, that he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy Joe.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the 4th of September edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Happy Labor Day weekend. My name is Chris Arison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest-running producer of this show.
And I'm Wes Laverne, the newest co-executive producer of this show.
Well, it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, what of it? I got to work on Monday.
So you've got to labor.
Yeah, I've got to labor on Labor Day.
Wow.
No.
That's what you get for working retail, Mary.
I work retail and I'm off Monday.
Really?
It's one of the beauties of working for a mom and pop shop.
Oh, so they're closed?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
You know, what's funny about where I work at is half the dealership's closed.
What?
Service will be closed. The business office will be closed. But new car and used car sales will be open.
Of course. Of
which
course.
Means they want me there.
Yep.
So kiss my who'da thunk it.
Wow.
Bitter poverty of one. Did you play a trunk room in that
who'da thunk it?
That new dub. Oh, I give up.
There's plenty of room in his who'da thunk it.
Hey, watch it, Mary.
Ooh, so anybody doing anything? Well, okay. Chris, you doing anything special for Labor Day?
Sorry.
Well, I do have the weigh-in for the end of
the Bigger Loser competition tomorrow.
Yes, that's happening over at
Tony's Corner Pocket from 3 to 7.
817 West Dallas, because that is the Bears' monthly social.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm going over into Bear territory.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Well, hey, to be conveniently get my ass spanked by Poppy Carlos.
Well, he knows how to spank him.
I mean,
he knows what he's doing.
So, yeah.
No, I've got that, and then family get together on Monday.
Oh, that's nice. What are y'all doing? Just hanging out, being cool?
Just hanging out, deciding which one is going to kill each other.
Oh.
Or who sends my dad to his room.
Well, Well, I have to labor on Labor Day. Judy told me that I have to work at GCAM. GCAM
well, considering
offices.
The fact you retired the other 364 days of the year.
Well, no.
Not quite.
I'm sorry. You're not at BJ. You're at BJ's every so once in a while.
Well, he's here, too. This isn't exactly retirement.
No. No. Not exactly. Not even close. Not even close.
In fact, he probably works harder here than he does anywhere else.
Thank you.
Smoking those cigarettes out in the back patio.
And now for the opposition response.
Ha! Like I said, smoking the cigarettes out on the back patio.
Well, you know, I could take this show back over and stay in here and the whole 4 hours if you'd like.
Is that cutting off your nose to scratch your face?
Not in the least. I've done it before.
Yeah,
did it for years.
And you're going away in a couple of weeks, though.
That's why I have you. So I can.
Where are you going this time?
I'm going to the PWA campout.
Oh, cool.
In 140 miles northwest of Houston.
Never been, but...
Cameron, Texas.
Lots of my friends go every
day. Yes.
He packs a sandwich and a can of Montrose Air.
That's so he can...
And his toothbrush.
Yeah.
And this time he's going to take all of his medication.
Yes, this time I'm going to bring all of my medication so I don't have to turn around and go back. Yes, and we're going to have fun out there. It's all PWA folks, and it's nice to kind of get away and not feel weird for a whole weekend. So,
I can't imagine I've seen some of your weird, Jimmy. Sorry.
I've seen some of your fellow campers. I know you're going to be feeling weird.
Or feeling them up.
Yes, well.
Just feeling them.
Six and one half dozen the other?
Yeah.
I love doing this today. This is about the fourth time I've said something and someone just kind of stop. Brain freeze.
No, this is, you know, because I was thinking, you know, I've about as much luck at the camp out as I have in real life when it comes to that. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, we have got a lot of things going on this show tonight.
Yeah, we got a packed show tonight.
We do. We've got, of course, the Cult 45s.
Yes,
be
we
here
do.
For the quickie.
Yep, and then don't we have the Misfits tonight?
The Misfits are here talking about the Misfits Ball coming up next week.
All right.
They better be here. I put it on their Facebook.
Ooh. Oops.
Uh-oh.
Well, when did you put it on there?
Today.
And
I told them that I liked them.
And you think that somebody spent their Saturdays looking at their Facebook?
Probably not.
No.
But Renee posted it, wanted to know if we would like them, and I said I'd like them.
Oh, okay.
For the After Hours likes them.
Oh, that's...
We liked them. We really, really liked them. You want me to go in the other room now?
Yes.
Especially when they come in and get naked in the... yes, we really like them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so while we're waiting for them, we've got some events going on. J.D. Doyle... As you know, does Queer Music Heritage every fourth Monday, second half of Queer Voices, which is heard every Monday from 9 till 11 right here, p.m. on KPFD Houston. And but he also does something else. He does an out radio because he just doesn't have... He has all this time to kill, and so he decided to do, which is kind of like a second Queer Music Heritage, but it's...
like a second full-time job.
Yeah, it is like a second full-time job. So his out radio for September And At Radio for September includes four, I think, very interesting interviews with Kevin Wong, Avi Wisnia, Link, and Mama's Black Sheep. And then there's part three, which starts with Freedom and ends with The Climb, with lots of music I admire in between. Some you'll probably hear nowhere else. Undoubtedly so. So, that's like 4 hours of queer music and interviews on Out Radio. You go to queermusicheritage.com and hit the link. Judy and I, again, went to dinner the other night over at the new place, The Muffin Man, which is...
Y'all's new popular hangout, huh?
Yeah, it's a mom-and-pop restaurant, and it's on that street. Yes, it's on that street.
It's
Converse?
Yeah, it's Fairview and Converse.
Can't miss it. It's a bright yellow house.
Bright yellow house, says Muffin Man on the second story of it.
You know, Jason is kind of a...
They can't hear you from across
Jason,
the room.
Well, I'm yelling at you. Jason is kind of a Muffin Man when you think about it.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me. I didn't... You know, just think about it for a
minute. No, I don't... I can't think what...
He is.
Do
he
you
is.
Know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? That's all I remember.
Well, and...
Who lives down the lane or something.
Jason, when you think of that.
That's it.
Okay.
Something as fast as he can.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, they're, you know, they're a small operation. They're looking to grow. They're only open, like, from Wednesday to Saturday right now because it's kind of a part-time operation. In fact, it's not really a mom-and-pop. It's a son restaurant. Mom-and-pop help him out. Mm-hmm. So... Uh-huh. It's really clever.
And we're pretty sure son who does the cooking is legal, but we're not sure.
Mm.
Who cares?
God, don't tell him that.
He'll anyway. Get more people there.
Yeah. And also I want to mention that David is not going to be here tonight, or the guy who signs us in and watches the door and gets me coffee and all kinds of other things. It seems that there was an electrical fire at his apartment this week, so they have put him in a different apartment, like way out in BFE, and he doesn't know when he's going to get back into his own apartment.
Oh, that's sad.
His apartment was not hurt, but the electrical box caught fire, and so...
Well, they're going to have to check the wire all the way back to the breaker, so it may not be hurt, but it's going to cause damage.
I think these lights are on.
They are.
They are?
Oh. Yeah, they're on.
Oh.
Not well, but they're on.
So, okay. Chris, you're up.
Ow.
Yeah, it works. Okay.
That's my head.
I couldn't hear.
And it wasn't open your ears. The right one either. If you're going to beat on the head, go lower.
Chris,
why?
You're up.
Yeah, I know. Didn't get a chance to go skinny dipping in Austin. No luck at going to New Orleans for Southern Decadence. They come out to Tony's Corner Pocket on Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
September 5th from 3 to 7 to be decadent with the Bears.
Mm.
Don Carlos and Herman will be behind the bar to quench your thirst.
That's Don, comma, Carlos, comma, and Herman.
Yeah, so? If you don't understand the concept of the bear triad, then sorry.
In other words, well, it sounded like you were talking about a liquor and Herman. Somebody.
You've met Carlos. He is a liquor.
I knew that.
Can't prove it by me.
Oh, goodness.
Well, then show your ass up tomorrow. We'll also be having the weigh-in for the bigger loser.
Oh.
And then get ready for on Friday the 24th. When we'll be doing a benefit show for RMCC's...
Friday the 24th of this month?
Yes.
Where?
At Tony's Corner Pocket.
Okay.
I keep infiltrating the bear territory.
Mm.
Yes, he does.
I noticed that.
Yeah, my home bar.
Well, you know, just every so once in a while I end up getting penetrated by a bear. Or penetrating the bears, I'm sorry. Freudian slip.
That's not what he said earlier tonight.
What? That his Freudian slip Jimmy was
quiet.
Showing?
Can Jimmy quiet again?
On September 5th, which happens to be a Sunday, I believe.
Sunday.
We do good on Sundays.
Who's pop?
He's fading already. Grand Duchess Double XVI Stacey McBride O'Neill and Duke Double XVI Jody Travis and Viscount Double XVI. A lot of Double XVIers. Jack Naderhoff hosts the Power of Three show and social. Stacey, Jody, and Jack have combined their efforts to bring you an outstanding social to mix and mingle and brought in a photographer to be on hand so that everyone can get those coronation ad pics ready ahead of time. This will be at social begins at 5 p.m. with formal pictures to be taken during that and a show starting at 7 over at the BRB, Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos. Come see how the Aresis members get all cleaned up and don their tuxedos, formal gowns, and crowns. Also, don't forget, on Friday, September 10th, a board of directors of Rain XVI bring you the Going Postal show and auction of various boxes.
Ooh.
Over at George Country Sports Bar. Show and auction start at 8 p.m. We need your help to make this event a success. We've already received a few packages, one from Finland and some coming in from Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and a few other places.
Yeah.
The event is where we ask our fellow courtiers from the country, Canada, and Mexico to mail a package to our empire that contains items that represent the city, state, province where they reside. Past auction packages have included such items as sports paraphernalia from local sports teams and items from the original Cheers Bar in Boston. Although suggested, we've also received packages of pet food and other oddities. The sky's the limit. The night of the show, the auction, they will auction the unopened packages to our audience members and have a grand time watching the surprised looks on their faces as they reveal the hidden treasures. Proceeds of the auction show are a fundraiser through the board of directors as proclaimed by Empress Double XI, Jackie Evelyn Thorne, to further promote Aresis and the Rain 25-6 beneficiaries of Sisters and Montrose Counseling Center. And September 11th, no events for Aresis, but plan on listening to them over on 90.1 KPFT as it's Aresis night on the radio at midnight. They actually put that on their calendar now. Wow. Upcoming events at the Houston GLBT Community Center on Monday the 6th, the Center Coming Out Group at 7 to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, September 9th, the Center HIV Support Group meets at the Center from 6 to 8. On Saturday the 11th, Unhinged Productions Board of Directors meets at the Center at 10. Later on, the Center Volunteer League meets at the Center from 1 to 3. Team Houston meets at the Center on September 12th. At 4 p.m. For more information, go to HoustonGLBTCommunityCenter.org. Mr. Leather Houston 2010 is coming up next weekend. Meet the Meat at the Ripcord on Friday, September 10th, 2010, at 10 p.m. The Bots LGBT Arc.
Yes.
I heard you moan.
He's been doing that for the past 10 minutes over here.
Oh.
What has he got in his pocket?
Nothing.
No, checking.
His hands. The Bots LGBT Archives will be exhibiting leather-related archives. Then the Mr. Leather Houston contest will be at the Ripcord Saturday, September 11th at 10 p.m.
Ooh.
And don't forget, following the leather theme, Misfits Ball 12, Steel, will be on September 12th, which is Sunday.
Sunday.
From 5 to 9 p.m. over at Numbers, 300 West Timer. Special guest DJ Mark D. This is a benefit for Baring Omega Adult Care Center and Montrose Counseling Center's anti-violence program. There will be a minimum donation of $15 is requested, a 50-50 raffle silent auction, leather Levi fetish attire encouraged, clothing check is available. Please be street legal. They're also asking for a donation of old cellular phones and chargers for donate to victims of domestic abuse. For more information, go to misfitshouston.org or try and find a misfit to get your invitation.
I have mine.
Misfit or your ticket?
Tickets. I do have my tickets.
I'm done.
Oh, you're done now? Exciting things are underway for the Fort Bend LGBT Political Caucus in the month of September. First up on the list on Sunday. September 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the home of their president, Fiona Dawson. They're going to have Houston Mayor Anise Parker with making a special appearance and offering words of wisdom and support as they embark on their journey. light refreshments will be provided, and let's see. Dee-dee-dee-dee.
That's the basic, huh?
Yeah. And then, let's see, what's it? Scraping through here. Also, they'll be accepting sponsors, and it looks like you can run for their board all the way through Sunday, August 29th.
Oh.
For more information, you can email Janori Leo at FBLGBT_political_caucus@yahoo.com. Just kind of did the short version of that one.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, September 19th, 2010 at 7 p.m. over at the BRB, which is at 2400 Brazos, it is going to be Boo Boo's 5th annual birthday bash. Yep. Daddy Stoot's Big Tops, the gayest show on earth.
Well, we'll see. If I'm there, it may be.
Depends what you were paying.
All righty then. they're going to have fabulous food, fun, and entertainment. You can get a reserved table for $100. This is all benefiting PWA Holiday Charities. Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the heck is that? And then I remembered the picture.
Oh.
Then on Sunday, September 19th, over at the Sycamore Heights Bed and Breakfast.
What?
Yeah. Which is at 245 West 18th at Rutland.
Mm-hmm.
What's
happening there?
Let's see. There's going to be an afternoon of song, fun, food, and fun benefiting the Bayou City Performing Arts.
Oh.
Entertainment by the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston,
mm-hmm.
the Bayou City Women's Chorus.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a silent and live auction with guest performer and auctioneer Kofi.
Kofi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi. $15 advance tickets available. You can go online to BayouCityPerformingArts.org.
Kofi is a drag performer over at JR's and
other places.
South Beach, I guess.
Never been to South Beach.
So.
She's hosted the Halloween costume contest the last couple years.
Ah.
Let's see. Okay. On October 9th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. over at EJ's, which is at 2517 Ralph, is going to be the Aresis Presents Hot and Wet.
Ooh.
Again. A show where Houston's performers do their best to get the audience really excited. Come on out and see what makes what these performers pull out of their twisted minds just to make you hot. Let's see. Yeah, it looks
have like, to be something special.
Yeah, hosted by it's all hosted by Ms. Jennifer LaRue and Blair Fullerton.
Oh,
this show will benefit Aresis Rain 26 charities of the Montrose Counseling Center. Assist hers with 10% all going to Chaos.
Okay.
Let's see here, and then MCC announces the GLB Cultural Center logo contest.
Yes.
Wood Design will have the honor of being chosen by our judges to be the official brand of our GLBT Cultural Center and a true focal point for the Houston GLBT community. The official contest rules are as follows. Submit your logo design by email before the midnight deadline on Tuesday, October 14th, and include the following. Your name, age, postal address with zip code, phone number, and email address.
Is that supposed to be part of the logo?
No.
It worked out.
Go back to sleep over there. Justin, keep him busy.
There could be subliminal.
One EPS file of the design in resizable vector format, and one high-resolution JPEG file sized to 1,000 by 1,000 pixels. I say keep them busy. Don't make them moan.
Oh.
We got kicked off the air last time that happened.
For me moaning?
No, somebody moaning.
No, that wasn't it.
Goodness gracious.
Yes.
General guidelines for the contest.
Yes.
Limited to individuals 18 or over. Businesses and professional firms may not enter.
Okay, so wait a minute. You can do anything you want then? There's...
If you'd let me finish.
No parameters. Okay. Oh. Oh, there's more?
There's more.
Ah.
Design must incorporate the words GLBT Cultural Center.
Okay.
Must look good in color or black and white, large or small. Halftones are not advertised or not advised. Excuse me. Gradients may be used if created in a vector graphic program. Design must be 100% original. Use of copied, derived, and copyrighted material will disqualify the entry.
Ooh.
Individual designers may submit more than one entry. And there is a prize going to the winning designer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll receive 2 Southwest Airline round trip green passes. Restrictions do apply.
Wow.
I
don't know what a green pass is, to tell you the truth.
They're non-revenue must-ride passes.
Oh, so it's not a standby.
Yeah. Shows how often you get out.
Yeah, really.
And then my final one here on Sunday.
Sunday.
Boy, we've had a lot of Sundays.
I know it.
October 17th from 7:30 a.m. to about...
Whenever.
they're having a day of slots, posse party bus to Coushatta Casino.
Is that slots or sluts?
Slots.
Oh.
Depends.
The sluts will be at on their way back. There'll be sluts.
Yeah.
I get it now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jimmy, there'll be sluts on their way down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Posse Fall Charity Event benefiting the Fall Harvest Food Drive. The Positive Posse has chartered a bus for the day of slots at Coushatta.
Mm-hmm.
You must be 21, have valid picture ID. You need that anyway so you can claim your money.
Well, yeah.
If you're the lucky winner.
Mm-hmm.
There is no alcohol or smoking allowed on the bus.
No, that'll keep them home.
Yeah. It's about a 3-hour trip. We plan to try and show you a couple of movies, give you some snacks, and maybe conduct a raffle that will pay off in Texas lottery tickets.
Depends on the movie.
And also, but they also say you can drink at the casino.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, that was nice.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll be at the casino for about 4 or 5 hours,
mm-hmm,
and be back in Houston sometime near 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So to reserve your spot, contact Eddie Zomper at Zomper Lewis, that's ZOMPERLOUIS, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And that's all I
that's
got.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Well, I have one more thing.
I figured you did.
Yeah, I do. I do. And anybody else who wants to pipe in on this is certainly welcome, because this is the time where we have to do a memorial because someone in our community has died. And this time it was a person who was well known across the Houston audience. It's Dan Metter. I believe he was the first openly gay weatherman in Houston. Worked for Channel 11. Anyway, what was written, Dan Metter passed away this evening, September 3rd, 2010, at approximately 8 p.m. For those of you who may not be aware, Dan was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. Being a very private person, Dan only told a few close friends and family. And those of us who were close to Dan did our best to respect his wishes. Dan made the personal decision to forego traditional treatment for his cancer and live his remaining days to the fullest. I am proud to say that he did so, as he did every day of his life. Dan departed surrounded by the love of his close friends and countless members of our community. Whether through his music, his on-air personality, or simply his smile, Dan brought joy to everyone who met him. He will be greatly missed. Arrangements for a celebration of Dan's life are pending. And the details will be communicated as soon as they are finalized. Peace and love be with you all. And, of course, as soon as we find out that information, we will pass it on to you.
Dan was not only very popular on TV the years he was on television doing the weather, but he was also very popular in our community.
Yes, he was.
He did a lot. In fact, I actually met him at a Crew of Olympus ball.
Mm-hmm. And he worked with the Bunnies.
And he worked with the Bunnies an awful lot. He was also very important to Storm 2K, which is a weather discussion group.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually Storm Cloud on that. So according to that list, he had been in the hospice for several days before he passed.
Yeah.
And but the Crew of Olympus and the Bunnies will certainly feel this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we have a little tribute that we want to make for Dan.
is to prove to you what my heart can do.
Somebody say something.
Is this thing on?
Hello.
Is this thing on?
This thing on?
Jimmy was going to pipe in, so...
We're waiting for Jimmy to pipe in over here.
I'm just waiting for some pipe to do it.
He probably had something in his mouth.
Wouldn't be the first or last time.
He's piping.
This is at... He's making a cake?
Yeah.
This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude.
Cold 45s, where are you?
Really. I'm wondering the
Cold
same thing.
Cold 45, where? Oh, God.
No, please.
We're doing it.
You're that old, huh?
I was born old, Mary.
Wow.
That's the problem I have with the young whippersnappers nowadays. Yeah, I'm not born old.
Okay, we can't say Mary. We got a bunch of butch guys in here.
I wasn't talking to them. I was talking to the lady in pink.
Oh.
We can call you Mary, Jimmy.
My God, you even have... You,
Theo!
The only thing keeping you from getting a pink leather vest, you have them, but you don't wear it to the... Well, you try and wear as little as you can to misfits.
And what's wrong with pink leather?
Well, because it's only on the knee pads you wear.
Rose has one.
Very
she's greased. Butcher than me.
It's very greasy.
Rose is butcher than half the people in the room. Do you know how much extra drinking I've had to do since I took her spot on the HCC board?
Oh, my God. Well, you do have bigger tits.
True. That's why I was put on the. That's why I was elected to the board. It was keeping a good pair of tits on the board.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
That was my campaign slogan.
Welcome to the Misfits.
Hello.
Hi guys.
And for a change, it's not us.
Yeah.
I know it's a different set of Misfits this time.
Is it?
The flavor of my drinks.
We were all here last time.
No, Mike wasn't.
Well, not quite all of us.
No, we're talking about this set of misfits on this side of the glass.
Oh,
I see.
Wow.
Yes.
Unusual. So, we've got Misfits Ball 12.
Yes.
Coming up
next weekend.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
September 12th.
Jimmy, they just said the word Sunday.
Sunday.
Thank you. I was waiting for it.
Yes.
And numbers on Westheimer. Don't miss it. Don't be late.
Oh, yes. And I already have my tickets.
Good for you.
Yes, yes. In fact, see, I was born on January the 13th. And Judy was born on March the 13th. So 13th, you know, 13 is a good number for us. I, in fact, turned 13 on Friday the 13th. So happened to run into somebody at Kroger.
I wonder who that was.
Yeah, I wonder who that was. And who asked, gee, do you have your ball tickets yet? I said, well, no. So he sold them to me, and I got number 13 and 14.
Very good.
Yeah, I was wondering where that story was going.
So did I. I was worried.
Be a good ball for me.
I was worried he was going to show up at numbers on the 13th, which is Monday.
No.
You'd miss it.
Well, we try to be very accommodating always.
I've heard that.
And so do you, Jimmy.
And the community appreciates it.
Ah, yes.
And the next line on the script is, duh.
Hello.
So tell us about the ball. What's going to happen?
Well, we have a few things planned at the ball.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Woodja. I am the president of the Misfits.
Okay. Let's find out who all
who
we have
is here.
Who
else is here?
Oh, hi. I'm Renee. I am the vice president of the Misfits.
Hi, I'm Scott. I'm the treasurer.
I'm Andy. I'm the new member.
Ah, yeah.
I'm Mike.
Got naked last time.
I'm Mike. I'm the old member.
Oh.
You're not that old.
Is that like Gold Member?
No.
I like that movie.
I've been told I've had a Gold Member. But.
Wow.
And moving on. So at the ball, we have a few little things planned. We have the silent auction, which we've had the last few years.
I love that.
Lots of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
We have actually some leather coming in. Actually, we have leather from Denver. We have some canes and rods from Massachusetts. So we've really reached out across the country to get stuff this year. Some really good stuff for the silent auction. We're doing the 50-50 raffle that we do every year. And for those of you that have been to the ball, you know what that's like with the Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do get around the world, or at least
a full end scene.
The full end scene, or you know, balls to boots.
It's very hands on.
we're a friendly group, and then we will also be selling the shirts off our back this year.
Yeah, we made a limited number of commemorative Misfits Ball 12 tank tops that we're going to be wearing during the ball, and you will actually be able to bid on our shirts by writing your bid on somewhere on our bodies.
Oh my God.
And we will be wearing
And we will literally be able to take them off of your body, sweat and all.
That is correct. And we'll be wearing loose overalls, so you get to choose the spot, I guess. Supposedly. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
If you're nice.
Inside the crotch?
Sure.
You can get there.
I bet it will happen. And then we're also selling some jock straps.
Yeah, we have a few special guests that will be in the house. We've got the current Mr. Texas Leather, who has agreed to model one of the jocks for us and to let us auction it off. And we will also have the newly announced or newly crowned Mr. Leather Houston.
Right. Sashed.
Sashed. who will, his first duty as Mr. Leather Houston will be to be in that auction. So we're kind of excited about
that. And so that means that the old one will be stepping down?
Yes. That means that the current Mr. Leather Houston, who is Don Cook, we'll be stepping down
on Saturday night.
That same weekend, Saturday night.
At the Ripcord.
At the Ripcord. And we will be naming a new Mr. Leather Houston who will be competing in Mr. Texas Leather next year. And if he wins there, he will go on to compete at IML.
But again, his first duty is going to be to be part of our jock auction, so that's going to be fun.
Great.
And we have Mark D is going to be DJing this year and playing classic dance music again.
Not classic. You make it sound like it's old. We're going to be doing rock and roll disco.
It's from the 70s. It's old, Mike.
We're going to be rocking disco.
Yeah, it's old, just like you, Mike.
For all of us people who appreciate great classical music, it's rocking disco.
And I might, remind you, Wajid, that the majority of the people there last year really liked it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything wrong with the music at all. I'm just saying there's something wrong with Mike. There's a difference.
You know, Mark D really loves doing his trash disco, and he's really excited about doing the party.
It really gets the crowd going too.
Yeah.
And don't forget the best part about the ball, the men. We got men. We got tall men, short men, large men, small men, all kind of men.
Is he gonna break out in song soon?
And they are all hot. Last year there were no ugly men at the ball. None. No ugly men. They're beautiful men.
I think we had just shy of 400 guys last year, so I imagine we might actually break the 400 this year.
Yeah.
We're expecting to probably have just over 400 guys this year. And,
how many women?
Probably about four or five.
No, I see we have.
And then there's Judy.
And then there's Judy. Certainly
welcome. Oh.
Did
we say, and then there's Maude?
I happen to know that Judy's been to the ball once or twice.
You go, Scott. He knows
once it. Once or twice.
And just a reminder, the party from last year won the Powerhouse Award from the CLAW organization that's based out of Cleveland. For raising the most money as part of the CLAW Nation tour, so we're hoping to raise more money this year and get that award again.
The good thing about the ball is that 100% of the money raised at the ball go to our charities. All the ticket sales, all the silent auction sales, all of the 50-50, all the Chinese auction things, everything that we raise at the ball go to our charities. And our charities this year are...
Our charities this year are the Bering Omega Adult Day Program, as well as the... Adult Day Treatment Program.
Adult Care Center?
I think
we need to hand them the poster where we got the information.
After we signed out.
We agreed to have them as beneficiaries, and then they changed the name of the program after we put on our posters and stuff.
Oh, you so know.
We don't know what's up with them, but we're going to support them anyway, even though they're a little fickle.
It's the someone over at Bering Omega. The Adult Care Center. It's a place that people can go so during the daytime when their caregivers can get a break, or if they go to work. Elsewhere, it's a place for them to go during the day. It's a terrific program and a unique program. Yeah, this program has been around for many, many years, and it really fills a void. And it's a very needed program. Mm-hmm. And our other beneficiary this year is the Montrose Counseling Center's anti-violence program, which is another unique program that we also felt very strongly about this year. It is a unique program catering to domestic violence within the GLBT community, something that's been very underserved in the past. It's a fairly new program. It's been around a couple of years now, but it offers a lot of solutions to a problem that has not been addressed.
You're right.
It's a very important program,
and I have to admit that many times the media is complicit in this because we want to present the nicest picture of gay and lesbian life that we can, and sometimes we gloss over the domestic violence in our own community.
And please bring your old cell phones or chargers that you may have lying around, because we'll be collecting those, because any old cell phone, even with a SIM card taken out, can always call 911. So we're going to take those and give them to people who are in the program, so if they're in a bad situation, they can have a phone that they can just pull out that they've got tucked away somewhere and can call for help.
Fantastic. Is this your first ball?
It is. It is my first blind. I'm a virgin at this.
Not for long.
Yeah, we'll get him over that.
You
really
are going to love it. Yes. Stay upstairs for most of it.
Jimmy, you watch yourself.
That's
he has to work.
I was going to say, that's where Jimmy's going to be hiding at.
Yeah, if you're looking for Jimmy, just go upstairs.
And look down.
And you can
not out the window, just down.
You can tell from Andy's accent, he's from Deep East Texas. So we go international as far as we can.
And while you're at the ball, you also want to look out for our pledge. We have a pledge this year at the ball. So make sure you harass him appropriately.
You'll be able to pick him out in the crowd. No question.
We'll make sure of that.
Yes.
He's not listening tonight, so we can talk about him a little bit.
This is such an elaborate event that you guys put on each year. I'm always amazed that the whole thing is done by so few people.
So are we.
Yeah, so are we.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there's about nine of us that pull the whole thing off.
Wow. The thing that's really nice, Renee mentioned a while ago, last year we won the Claw Nation's National Award for raising the most money for their charity organizations from across the country. We work hard on this ball, you are correct, and it is really nice that we receive national recognition for a Houston-based organization and a Houston-based event. And so we appreciate the community's support, and we like to bring as much recognition to Houston in support of our local community as possible. And part of that success is, as Woodja mentioned, we have reached out across the nation to contributors from the East Coast to the West Coast, Massachusetts to Washington, San Francisco, and they have all supported us, partly because of our national exposure and partly because they like to support local local community events. So we're really proud of this event, and we really hope the community comes out and supports us as much as possible.
That's right. And, you know, I'm not exactly a leather-type person, but I really have fun at the ball every year. From just seeing what is in the auction, that's one of my favorites, to seeing what's upstairs, to seeing what's going on elsewhere, and the great dance music. It's just, I have a great time every year.
Well, our theme this year is steel.
Mm.
We like you to bring your kink, anything that you can think of that is steel related, steel industry, construction related.
And bring your steelies.
Bring your steelies, and just bring it and wear it and
harder.
Have lots of fun.
Now, one thing I want to ask you, if I remember correctly, when you the beneficiaries get their check at the end of the event, right? Or has it been, or was I mistaken with someone else?
We present a check.
Okay.
Yes.
A large check.
One
of those giant checks.
Human
size check.
The prop. But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, all the money comes in basically on that day, and then you're able to tell them exactly how much they're getting.
Right.
At the end. We need to step out for a moment right now and take care of our KPFT local station board election business and our PSAs. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
2-1-2-3-4-1.
KPFT is holding an election to seat delegates on the local station board. A series of candidate forums is being held on the air for you to hear more from these board candidates. Tune in Monday through Friday, September 6th through 10th from noon to 1 p.m. to hear the second week of on-air candidate forums. It is time for listeners to elect 9 new members to the board of directors. Visit kpft.org to learn more about the elections and to read candidate statements and more posted online material now. Completed ballots will be due September 30th. Again, tune in Monday through Friday, September 6th through 10th from noon to 1 p.m. to hear the second week of on-air candidate forums. Make sure you vote, listen to the candidates, and make sure they represent your point of view. It is up to you, the listener member, to make an informed vote and continue to shape the positive direction of KPFT.
This is KPFT Houston.
Hello, I'm Ruth Nasrullah, and I'm running for KPFT's local station board. KPFT is a vehicle for all communities to have a public voice, and I'm committed to ensuring all those voices are heard. I'm especially hoping to increase participation by Houston's diverse Muslim community, which is underrepresented in mainstream media and often misunderstood by the public. My education and community service background make me well qualified to serve on the board. Since 2007, I have run Light of Islam, a nonprofit educational center and bookstore, which has afforded me firsthand exposure to the challenges and joys of a community-oriented and supported endeavor. I have a master's degree in journalism and write a blog about Muslim life for the Houston Chronicle. KPFT must have representation from all minority communities, and so I am asking for your vote for me, Ruth Nasrullah, for the KPFT Local Station Board.
This candidate statement is property of the author only and not KPFT or Pacifica.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We are here with the Misfits, getting ready for Misfits Ball.
Yeah, we are here.
We're here, ready for the Misfits.
So we've talked about the Misfits Ball. Let's talk about the Misfits.
We're nice guys. That's a dangerous subject, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, before we get into that, can I just talk a little bit about the Mr. Leather Houston contest?
Okay, good. Yeah.
It is happening the same weekend, and we've kind of planned it that way so that it becomes sort of a kind of a full weekend of leather activities. This will be the third year that we do this particular contest. And the winner will go on and compete at Mr. Texas Leather. And if he wins there, he will go on and compete at IML in Chicago, which is kind of exciting. Mr. Texas Leather, the last couple of years, has done really well at IML.
Yeah, wasn't he like second or third this year?
He was second runner-up.
Oh, second?
Second runner-up.
Oh, second runner-up, okay.
Yeah, and last year he actually won. My good friend Jeffrey Payne. So it could be a really interesting and exciting time for someone to go through that process.
And when is that, Renee?
The meet portion of the contest is on Friday, and the contest itself is Saturday night. Both are happening at the Ripcord, and they both begin at 10 o'clock. So It should be a fun, interesting event. So I encourage everybody to come out and check it out. And if there's anyone out there who thinks he might be interested in competing, they should quickly come in to Black Hawk Leather and talk to Master Bob about the possibility of competing this year.
So I just want to clarify that the Misfits are not actually producing the contest.
The Misfits are not producing the contest.
The contest is being produced by Black Hawk Leather, and it's being directed by our Vice President, Renee Cantu, but not as a Misfit, just, you know, as a member of the community.
Correct. Thank you for that clarification.
So it's all the sunshine you're supposed to bring into the organizations.
So that was my plug. Now back to Misfits. Back to Misfits Radio.
I remember them.
We are a bunch of wild and crazy guys.
Chris, anything in particular you want to know about the Misfits?
Well, I mean, we've got so many different organizations. We don't get y'all on that often, mm-hmm. except when it comes around to Misfits Ball. So what are the Misfits? What got y'all started?
Well, we are a Leather Levi social club. We bartend at the Ripcord the third Saturday of every month. And that's a lot of fun. We actually really enjoy coming out and doing that and interacting with the guys, flirting with the guys. We're a rather playful bunch. We also like to help out with a lot of the other community events when they do events. We're very frequently called on to do 50-50 raffles at some events or to be background dancers sometimes in some of the drag shows, stuff like that.
Or lube wrestlers
recently.
Yes.
That was true.
We got a lot of letters from our MBBs wanting to know about the lube wrestling and wanting pictures of the event.
That was
I tried untagging most of those from Facebook.
Yeah, if you go to the Misfits Facebook page, you will actually see some of the pictures of the lube wrestling, which was actually held by the current Mr. Leather Houston, Don Cook, in support of Lloyd and Robert's 25th anniversary. Yeah, 25th anniversary. But three of the Misfits were wrestlers, and that's why we have pictures of it on our page. So like I said, we are a rather playful bunch.
I think we're also known for our creativity. Scott likes to call us a dramatic arts society. and I think when you go to the ball, you will actually see a lot of our creativity in the decorations and sort of the way we run things. We realize that we really like to have fun. We really like to make something a little different, a little bit beyond the norm.
What we do, it, like what you said, is we go beyond the norm. We try and use creativity. I think we're the only Leather Levi group in the world you've ever seen done ballet dancing.
But what time does this ball start?
The ball starts at 5. It's from 5 to 9 on Sunday the 12th.
And they will be decorating until 4:59.
That is correct.
No, we have to go home and shower, so we have to be done by 4.
Yeah, we have to shower and get into our outfits, because we're all sent out for...
our costuming.
For our costumes. Our costuming and costume changes.
Yeah, that's costume changes. It's true. The other thing that I think really makes the Misfits stand out as a club is our sense of brotherhood. The camaraderie that we have amongst us, how much care and concern we all put into each other's lives, I really think is sort of the hallmark of what it means to be a misfit in a lot of ways.
I picked up on that before I really knew you guys, just seeing you out and about. And I think I mentioned it on the show once.
Yeah, I think if you see us out, you will see us specifically interacting with each other, hanging out with each other, dressed alike an awful lot. a little disturbingly so.
It is, actually.
But yeah, we actually just really like to hang out with each other.
But we like to have a lot of fun.
I was just going to say that, Mike. I think we all enjoy having fun, and we enjoy making a fun environment for people to enjoy us.
And we crack each other up. I don't know if we crack other people up, but we find ourselves pretty funny.
One of the things, besides all the fun we have, and truly we do have a lot of fun, I mean, play fun, but we also have a lot of work fun. The ball is a work fun thing for us. We do work to raise funds and charity events for our community, and that makes us really a family. And we're always looking for people who like to do the same thing and join us.
Yeah, being a misfit is a lot of work, but even when we're doing the work, I think we tend to have a lot of fun doing it. Today, Andy and I, and our secretary, who's not here tonight, Ed, we're all working on, and Mike, we're working on the silent auction, putting together the silent auction, which is actually a lot of work that people have no idea what goes into that. Although Judy and Jimmy
I
think.
Yes.
I think they know now.
Yes.
who
they learned?
Knew?
They learned last year.
Yet.
Yeah, who knew silent auctions could be so much work?
But and then last weekend we did all the decorations. The weekend before that we did the invitation. So we really stay busy.
It sound like we're done with decorations.
But because
I know better.
aren't we done with decorations?
Oh no,
no.
There's still things to wrap in aluminum foil.
Yeah, more paper mache, more decoupage,
chemistry experiments,
more chemistry.
But because we do it all together, we joke while we do it. We fool around while we do it. So it really is fun. But it can be tiring at times too.
Sure, we get tired, but we haven't lost any fingers yet. That's the good part.
One other accolade for our group is that we have been recognized by the National Leather Association International. We received the President's Award this last
April,
which is not normally given to a non-National Leather Association group.
Right. The previous winners have been like the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, Leather Archives and Museum. So we were the first leather club outside of a chapter of NLA to actually win the award.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the award was for Brotherhood specifically.
Yeah, we're really proud about that.
And when Vince Andrews, who was the president, gave us the award, one of the things he commented on is how well we work with other clubs. I like to joke that we're sort of the ladies' auxiliary of the leather community, because really, if another club wants to do something, we're the guys they call on, and we're almost always there for them. And that's something that we're actually really proud of. I think that we're also, as individuals, involved in a lot of other aspects of the community as well. Like I said, Renee is directing the Mr. Leather Houston contest. Scott is on the board of Aresis. Renee and I are both leather title holders. Not currently, we both have been leather title holders in Houston.
Andy's a title holder.
Is a leather title holder out of Dallas right now, and goes up to Dallas and does stuff there for their community. So, like I said, we really, our hands are all over this community, and that's, like I said, something that we're really proud of and part of. Why we're so well known as a group.
You had to make that phrase.
We're so happy that your hands are all over this.
All over the.
Did you see him run to the mic with that?
Yeah.
Me next.
He knocked Chris out of his chair.
He did. Chris, are you okay?
Well, actually, it kind of helped because he was drooling on the way, so it slipped me out of the way a little bit easier.
But as Woodja alluded, not only the Houston community, but the Dallas community, the Austin, San Antonio community, we reach across Texas as much as possible.
Even outside of Texas. I have been volunteer at CLAW, which happens in Cleveland.
You judged
Mr.
Michigan.
I judged Mr. Hayloft Leather Bear contest in Detroit, specifically, kind of obscure, but just a little obscure. But I was asked to do that because of my involvement with the leather community.
We know you were drawn to the idea of the hayloft.
Well,
no, actually, we know what you were drawn to.
Like a gay state farm candidate.
they were a nice couple.
What?
A very pleasant couple, that Rich and Randy guy.
Are they no longer a couple because you were there? Or
absolutely. I would never, ever tear anyone apart.
Since there was a hayloft.
No, he makes sure that he gives attention to both of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's my goal in life to constantly be the special guest star in any
movie. Were there farm animals involved in
this? No farm animals.
Spread the joy.
Just bears.
Just bears.
Just leather bears. But that was a fun contest in Detroit. I've developed friendships all across the country, people that are really involved in the community. I learn from them. We share ideas on what's working, what's not working, what could work in our community that worked in their community. So, as
Renee has pointed out and Mike has pointed out, we've begun to spread our reputation across the nation, and our mailing list now has people from New York, Louisiana, California, Colorado. So people come to the ball from across the country as well, which makes us really proud.
I was amazed last year at meeting people at the ball who were from across the country. Yeah. There were a lot of people there from across the country last year, and we anticipate as many or more this year. So if you don't have any friends, just come on out and you'll find some across the country.
You can make pen pals.
That's right.
Make friends. That's the Misfits Ball.
I know Jimmy does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very friendly place.
Absolutely. I try to make it as friendly as possible.
Yeah, you're the goodwill ambassador.
he takes that that pin master has that he gets for Louis. He takes it very seriously.
Even when
no pins are involved.
Yeah, I'm proud to have been the one who dubbed you the hardest working man at Louis.
Thank you.
And we're so proud.
But this ball is worth traveling across the country to come to. It's that much fun.
It's the second biggest leather event in Houston.
Wow. I did not know that.
Well, there's Louis and then there's us.
Yeah.
And, like I said, it's really building its reputation. That's one of the things we've worked on in the last couple of years, is to really build a national reputation by becoming a CLAW Nation event. That's one of the things that has allowed us to broaden.
Yeah, and with that comes the involvement of national sponsors like Recon and Mr. S Leather. So that's good.
And when you start packing 400 men into numbers, and they're jumping up and down the floor, discoing to each other, it's a fun place.
There's 100 on the floor, and
300 upstairs.
No, hush, don't say it.
We do have
No, that's not true. I was just kidding.
Not kidding. We're kidding.
We do have to get a few of them over to the silent auction tables.
Yeah, I remember that. Jimmy, come on. They've closed the silent auction. Come down and pay for the stuff you bought.
Exactly. Exactly. You won the following items. Number 4, 5, 12, 16.
I still tease about the fact that what I won during at the silent auction there, I gave to my mother as a Christmas present.
Oh, my God.
Was it a leather jockstrap?
It was a porn basket.
It was a bucket of porn.
I had the choice. I was at the end. It was one of the last things to go. There was two baskets that hadn't been purchased yet. One was the Hollywood porn basket, and one was the bath soaps and salts. And I actually had to sit there and go, well, my mother would go for both of those. But I decided on so that I could give it to her at Christmas time and open up in front of other family members, I decided to go for the soap basket.
Well, can we talk about the silent auction for just a minute? Since we worked on it today, we got to see all the stuff that we have that's been donated to us.
There's a lot of good stuff.
There's some really good stuff. And when I talk about really good stuff, we do have the bath accessories again, the hair products and bath accessories suitable for gifts for your mom.
That's for your mom, Chris. A new package of hair care and stuff like that. So
sadly, I'm going to miss it this year.
Right.
Oh no!
Would you care to make a donation?
We accept write-in call-in votes.
I'm going to have Jimmy go through and tell me what they've got.
We also have a gorgeous dinosaur bone ring.
Yeah, Silver Lust and Westheimer donated a sterling silver and dinosaur bone ring, which they value at $350. It's really a beautiful ring.
It is stunning. If you're a geologist, it'll be right up your alley.
There'll be at least one there.
So all you geochemists out there that work for the petrol companies, you should come out and, you know, you can have a dino bone ring to show where all that energy comes from. Celebrate your profession.
Absolutely.
We have some really...
I've had dino bones before.
We were talking about those. We also have some...
And we're not talking about Stanley either.
Ooh. We have some videos.
You gotta be careful. He can actually hear us now.
We have, if you are a collector, of vintage club vinyl LP. Not, it's an LP. It's a
12-inch single.
It's a 12-inch single.
If you like 12 inches.
If you like 12 inches.
I put my headphones back on a long time there.
We have some collector items.
Some collector 12 inches. Yes.
12 inches. We have
Vintage classic VHS porn.
We also have vintage Tom of Finland drawings.
It's a print of a 1963 drawing of Tom of Finland donated by Dramatica in the Heights.
Which is stunning.
It's videos nice. And lube from Titan. We have leather donated from Leather Masters, from Eagle Leather by Dan up in Dallas, Blackhawk, of course, CJ Leather out of Denver.
We have a beautiful framed print of a 1970s bathhouse poster from San Francisco, original.
We have date night packages, and we also have weekend getaway packages, vacation packages. Suitable for your mom if you need something for her. So we have a great variety. We have leather clothing. We have some leather accessories. We have fetish items. We have a real variety of items in our.
So you have to come and check it out.
You have to come and check it out.
We're not going to list everything for you. Yeah. You have to come and see it.
We have not mentioned everything. There are a lot of surprises, but we have a great variety. We hope to raise a lot of money. We like a lot of people to come out.
Last year we raised $11,000 at the ball, a little over $11,000. So we're really hoping to crack the 12 mark this year. So we can do that with your help.
Those of you who would like to see some photos that were taken at previous balls, they can be found on our website. That is misfitshouston.org.
Just click on .org.
.org. Just click on the photos link.
Are all these photos from downstairs?
Yes.
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 There's no blackmail photos, Jimmy.
No photography allowed.
You can't blackmail Jimmy.
Your anonymity is secured.
I was going to say, all we can do is improve his reputation?
No.
Pictures of upstairs are on the After Hours page of Jimmy.
Yeah, your reputation, we can't help.
Well, he used them as Christmas cards.
He probably would.
Yeah. He probably would.
Yeah.
Santa Claus, back of Jimmy's head, strategically placed.
I have no shame.
So, yes, we know this.
Well, God bless you.
And if you're looking to buy a ticket to the ball, they're $15, and they can be purchased from any Misfit.
Right here, tonight.
Right, come on down by the studio. We have tickets with us right now. Or you can look for us at the Ripcord later tonight, maybe. Mm-hmm. And certainly next weekend during the Mr. Leather Houston contest, we'll be out selling tickets. And if you can get your ticket in advance, you can fill out the form, and you can get rushed through the line when you get to the ball, so you don't have to wait as long to get into the party.
Our tickets are large-sized. People have asked, why are they so big?
Size queens.
We're size queens, yes. They are big because we use the information that you put on them to compile our mailing list for next year's ball, and we mail you your invitation so that you will know in plenty of time. And our invitations are unique.
Classic collector's
items. Collector's items, yes.
How much are tickets at the door?
They're $15 at the door, or from any Misfit. So
yeah, it's the same price.
The advantage to buying them in advance is that you can get through the door much more quickly because you just turn your filled in ticket out. But if you buy them at the door, then you have to actually fill out and sign off on them, sign off the waiver on them. So it does slow you down if you buy them at the door.
But if you're able to get into your street attire, into your leather attire, and with one hand while you sign the paperwork.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
we do have a coat
and
check.
And spin plates with the other hand, and, you know.
Well, if you got one hand writing and one hand, you have to spin with something else.
Well, yeah. We know what that's with.
We do have a coat check, so you can bring, we ask you to wear street legal attire, and once inside, you may check your clothes or whatever.
Trench coat.
The tickets, saying the tickets are...
No actual nudity, by the way. We don't actually have people walking around nude. This is not the the Lone Star nudist. This is the Misfits. Just to clarify.
We say the tickets are $15. We're asking for a minimum donation of $15 for our tickets. If you would like to give us $20.
Or $100.
You're more than welcome.
You are more than welcome to do so because it supports great charities.
I guess is that all we have?
Well, we can go on.
What on earth else do you want to know about us, Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Well, you know what Jimmy's going to want to know, but...
I already know that.
It's upstairs, Jimmy. It will be upstairs. It's always upstairs. There are two sets of stairs to get there.
Wow. Yes, of course he knows.
Jimmy does the circuit.
Yes.
One of them is right at the front door. You can't miss it.
It's circuit training for Jimmy. Up the stairs, through the mezzanine, down the stairs, back up.
There you go.
He changes clothes so it looks different each time. And of course, there's a corner marked off with his name on it.
With a flashing light.
Now, I remember the one time I walked up there last year, and I just looked at him, and I kind of did a little scratch my finger at him, tisk, 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 and he goes, what? And I just did it to him again, and he goes, what? And I go, this is not my first time upstairs here. His head bobbed down so fast, it looked like, you know.
And what did it bob down onto?
Was it in
surprisingly
shame?
Nothing. It was like, you go, oh.
We can designate the Memorial Jimmy Corner.
Every event has one.
Yes.
I saw the one at Louis last year. And one in each bar, you mean, right?
One in each bar.
Yes.
Well, at least the one at Tony's, anyway.
Oh, that was the best.
That was the parking lot, right?
He did good work over George as well.
I've heard he does so good work everywhere he goes.
Well, no, we had someone new who didn't understand the Texas pinning concept and was looking for someone to help him with that. So I pulled him out of the registration line, and Jimmy was sitting over there with a couple of the whips, and I went in with as loud of a voice as I could, Mr. Pinmaster, we have a Louis Virgin who would like to be pinned. And I never saw him jump a fence so fast in my life. I was going to sign him up for the Olympics because he did a pommel horse on that gate.
That's hysterical.
The Olympics or Special Olympics?
I also was a proxy for the whips
when they were giving out their pins.
Well, okay. Okay.
You're so kind.
Yes.
That's how he gives to the community.
Again, so giving.
Yeah. I'm so giving, yes.
And a lot of taking.
And Misfits pins are classic collector's items.
But Jimmy can't give those out.
That's true, he can't.
Just
oh, and this year for Louis, After Hours will have its own pin.
Ooh.
Of course you will.
Because we're now auxiliary members.
So now Jimmy can re-pin everyone he's pinned once already.
Exactly.
Right!
Yeah. Well, no, what that means is Jimmy's going to be pinning somebody for After Hours, for the Debris. What other ones are you hand out pins for?
I got a few old ICOHs left.
ICOH.
You're an equal pinning opportunist.
Yeah.
I swear, if you can get G Cam to talking to getting pins there, he'll be giving out G Cam pins.
Well, no, wait till next year.
new one each year.
A new one each year.
New one each year.
All right. So Misfits Ball next Sunday.
Sunday the 12th, 5 to 9. Sunday. At Numbers.
Nine. Over at Numbers.
300 Westheimer, right?
Yep.
Now, since would you thought that Jay Spears was from The Muppet Show?
No, that was Renee.
That was Renee.
I'm a huge fan of The Muppets.
Well, then good, because we've got to have something for you here.
Elmo doll?
Can
I tickle it?
You can't tickle Elmo.
Can I tickle your Elmo?
No tickling Elmo on After Hours. We got in trouble for that before.
Oh,
they took 4 weeks off for tickling Elmo.
And they went Elmo down the hall.
Is that scary? Was that kind of close?
That was pretty close.
Yeah, that was very close.
Yikes. Well, you know, it doesn't take candy to get them into the big white van anymore.
Oh.
In that case, we have a candy cake that'll be right down your alley for the silent auction. You'll love this sucker.
A sucker?
It has suckers in it.
It does have suckers in it.
It does have suckers in it.
So, of course, Jimmy will be there. Well, since somebody thought that we were playing the Muppets, we have a Muppet song that we play. It is a drag performer out of Dallas called Mark Allen Smith. So we're going to get, since you wanted the Muppets, we're giving you the Muppets.
Excellent.
Because, we figure with Muppets and Misfits, it involves hands going somewhere. As they say with a hanky coat, sometimes you're Jim Henson, sometimes you're Kermit the Frog.
I'm back to Elmo.
So this is Mark Allen Smith with the Rainbow Connection. Thank you, Misfits.
I love that one.
This one's a little twisted.
Oh, excellent.
About rainbows, what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, they're only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it, and I think they're wrong, wait and see. Someday they'll find it. The Rainbow Connection, Kermit, Miss Piggy, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of it, someone believed it, and I think they're wrong so far. What's so amazing that keeps her stargazing? There's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday they'll find it. The rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Mr. Buddy Shanahan. Hey, Elmer, you want to sing?
Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard bugs calling my name.
To all of the sweet sounds that call the young sailors, I think they're one and the same. What's so amazing that keeps Piggy Easter gazing is something that I'm supposed to someday. The rainbow connection,
the lover,
the dreamer.
climb the highest mountains. I run through the fields, only to be with you. Yes, only to be with you. I have run, and you know I have fought. I have scaled these city walls, these city walls, only to be with you.
electric, baby. All dyed in cobalt blue. Stole from the Army Navy store. Army Navy store. My dominatrix, baby. Tore up in rubber tubes.
Crossed my mind. And I was thinking you'd look so fine in a velvet dress with heels and an ermine stole. Oh, Luther, darling, heaven knows I've never put on women's clothes except for once my mother's camisole.
You know, I never get tired of the music from this movie.
And the movie is?
Yeah, thank you.
And the movie is, Jimmy?
I'm trying not to ask.
He's going to tell us in a minute.
Oh, you want me?
Hello,
oh,
Wes.
You were the one talking about it.
You love the movie, but you don't remember.
That was a lead-in for you.
That was a lead-in for me.
Yes.
Pay attention, girl.
Well, that was Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes.
I've never seen that.
You're kidding.
Well, no, but I haven't seen
fun,
any of those.
Fun.
Well, don't feel alone because I haven't seen it either.
It's weird.
Well, thank you,
it's weird and fun.
Which are two reasons why I would enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Shut up, Chris. And thank you very much.
What are you trying to say?
And probably any listener to this show.
Basically, it's the story of a East German young man who wants to get to Western Europe, and he falls in love with an army sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way he thinks he can do that is to become transgendered so he can marry the army sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this, and unfortunately, as soon as he does this, the Berlin Wall falls. He can go across the border anyway.
Oh, my God, I was in England when the wall fell. It was crazy over there.
Yeah.
I was in London.
Oh, I thought you were
saying... I was in London.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you were in Inkling when you were...
No, that's close. No. I'm sorry.
So yeah, basically, he went through this surgery, and it was botched. That basically, the vagina didn't properly form. It closed back up, which, as you know, happens with lack of use.
Oh, yeah, but...
And so now he's left with this inch mound.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that's the angry inch.
Yeah.
And becomes
thank you for explaining that.
And becomes a pop star, and over in the United States, and helps launch the career of another pop star. And it's this very weird dynamic of basically Hedwig following the pop star that she created, and out of spite. And then it's these weird Maury Povich type twists and turns in it.
Yes.
Well, just based on the music, I would try to attempt the movie, but I'm...
Yeah, Sugar Daddy was the song that Hedwig sung for basically the army sergeant, who brought him to the States and then left her for it, someone else.
In a trailer.
Left her in a trailer.
She took us right into Priscilla, right?
And then she became a nanny.
That was a bus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw this part at the Gay Lesbian Film Festival when mm-hmm. it came out. Because it was weird. I reviewed that movie along with Nico and Danny, which was...
I gotta see more movies.
Which was interesting because I was able to come back and talk about it. You know, it's not often that I get to come back and give a movie review from two movies that have themes of masturbating teenage boys.
Well, I know I'm thrilled.
They don't see anything.
No.
You don't even hear squishy noises. You hear splashing of the water.
Oh, wow.
Fun. Yeah. So that's only 3 weeks off, not 4.
Okay. Yeah. And speaking of film festivals and theaters that present them.
We had another death this week, didn't we?
The Angelica Theater closed.
The only theater I've been to in a couple of years was the Angelica.
Hmm?
No more.
And it's interesting hearing the two sides of the story. It took a while for both sides to finally come out on it.
No.
On that. Both are saying that it was the other person's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Angelica's saying that they're being kicked out by Bayou Place. Bayou Place is basically saying, no, we really like to have them here. But for some reason, it was probably comes down to rent.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's always going to be money.
Well, they played a packed theater, so especially for premieres and previews.
I don't know.
Of course, those are free.
But then, then the rest of the time, probably. To go downtown to see a movie, because you have to pay to park and stuff. So they.
I don't think you have to pay to park there. You got to take your ticket.
Right. Yeah, you get validate.
Okay, your ticket.
Oh.
It's been a while since I've been there.
But I don't know that. Anyway, so,
I never went by myself.
I never did either.
Okay.
So I don't pay for it.
And I'll be honest, the only times I went to the Angelica was a couple of times I did, was invited to press screenings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And went there and saw films.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could think of the name of the movie I saw recently because it just opened like a week or two ago, about 2 weeks ago, I guess. It's The Taking of Monica Creed, I believe, is the name of it. Fabulous movie. Absolutely. You talk about twists and turns. Honey, the inchworm ain't got nothing on her. Or the angry inch got nothing on them. It was amazing. Because it takes a really major movie to surprise me or to, mm-hmm. I had it figured out in the first 5 minutes. I mean, it was no big deal. And then I had it figured out in the first 10 minutes. In the first 30 minutes. And then I found out 2 hours later I was wrong. I was like, what is it? And it wasn't even a mystery. it's just one of those, just kept you on the edge of your seat.
Wow.
And the twists and surprises were amazing.
Mm.
And I will say, without giving a whole lot away, that gay people would enjoy it. Lesbians, too.
Okay.
But, it's a good movie. I hope people see it.
Okay.
Okay, so much for Angelica.
Well, at the Hatch segment got postponed.
Well, that's true, except that the Hatch kids did show up.
Yes, but the facilitator was sick, and they cannot go on the air without a Hatch facilitator.
Well, that was a good thing for me, though, because I got to meet, I believe I pronounce it, Lakia?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we got to do some GCAM business while they weren't on the air.
Ah,
so that was kind of neat.
Speaking of GCAM.
Yes, Judy's on the air. Hello, GCAM.
What is GCAM up to these days?
GCAM is number one in the process of mounting a new exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like a whole new exhibit. I mean, we're talking 29 walls.
Yeah, over at the
Cultural Center, mm-hmm. who's looking for a new logo, by the way. I have a great logo idea, but I'm not computer oriented. Mm. Like, I can't do it on a computer. But we're mounting the first couple of walls in the exhibit are all original art pieces done by local artists. And there's some pretty fascinating mm-hmm. work up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything from watercolors to ballpoint pen on onion skin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that. We also have kind of a dedication wall right across from the elevators, which you and I finished doing today.
We're
kind of proud of that.
It was
really special. We have the display case has things from Cal Moran.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also from George at Bricks. And so they're kind of a dedication. And then we have some pictures above that, which are mostly people who have gone before us,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily drag queens. And then we have two big collages.
And one is almost specifically geared to B.J. Summers.
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. and a lot of those pictures are done in Mary's and in around
yes,
Mary's.
Yes.
And then the other one, I don't have a clue.
Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of people.
But they're old. They're drag queens mm-hmm. from the past.
Yeah.
And in fact, we have kind of a collage frame up of a lot of, or some, very few, mm-hmm. drag queens who have actually, or people who have actually participated in GCAM fundraisers throughout
yes.
the years.
Yes.
We're, of course, going to have our leather wall.
Yes.
You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
We have some John Painter photographs, original photographs, up on the wall.
Yes.
And we have, Jimmy, you can help me out here. We have a heavy cloth, handmade, gay switchboard.
Yes, the first
banner.
The first banner.
From
the early 80s for the gay switchboard.
This was before we had exchanges.
That's
like
before it was gay and lesbian switchboard.
Yeah, just gay switchboard.
It's a gay switchboard
exactly.
in blue and white.
Yeah, so that was kind of exciting
yeah.
to get that. We have a TGRA poster up, original art, which is hanging next to
mm-hmm.
a poster from, I'm going to get this so wrong, it's in California, and all of a sudden I can't think of the city. So we won't go there.
Okay.
But it is a signed poster, it is original art.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of TGRA, was that a good segue or
that
did I
screw
it up? That
was pretty good.
Okay. TGRA has chosen their beneficiaries for the year,
mm-hmm.
and GCAM was, surprisingly, chosen as their non-monetary beneficiary.
Yes.
Which is extremely exciting. Oh, it's really, it's great. You know, I have to say first that Houston Area Bears chose us a week before as their beneficiary for this year.
Yes.
So the Houston Area Bears are going to be working very hard right alongside of us all year long to raise money for GCAM.
Mm-hmm.
But TGRA has other monetary, you know, factions that they're going to be giving their money to, and they're great charities.
Oh, yes.
But they're going to be doing a non-monetary thing for us, which basically amounts to their membership got together and all decided they would donate 3 hours each of their time to our archives and storage per month.
Month. I cannot.
Fundraising year. That is as good as gold.
I cannot tell you how much that means to us because that is exactly what we need.
Money makes the world go round. There's no question about that. We've got rent to pay. We've got this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that. We've always managed to do that for the past 12 years, and we'll be 12 years old next month.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, actually, yeah, next month. And but the volunteer services of interested people who really want to get in and get their hands dirty, mm-hmm. so to speak, is priceless.
Yes, it is.
You know, if I had to compare the TGRA to the Bears or whatever, I couldn't do it.
I know.
They're both just so wonderful to be doing this. And as you pointed out, these are the first groups who've ever chosen GCAM as a beneficiary for their
mm-hmm.
season, for their year.
Yes, we've never, GCAM has never never been chosen
right.
for a year-long beneficiary.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah.
We have a fundraiser coming up. I'm not going to talk about that a lot because I don't have a specific date. I believe it's on October 3rd.
Okay.
But I am not going to try to guarantee that.
Okay, and what's the theme?
Double Jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
Our ambassador, Mark Valadez, is hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be along the lines of the Jeopardy TV game show. And this is actually his step-down show as ambassador.
Okay.
You know, it's a two-year program, and
mm-hmm.
he's going to be stepping down.
He's done such a good job.
He really has. He's amazing on
mm-hmm.
Pride in the Tent.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
He was everywhere, talking to everyone.
Yeah. Oh, and getting his picture taken with his little parasol.
Yeah.
And his GCAM.
Oh, yes.
Ambassador.
Yes.
So we'll be kind of sorry to see him go as ambassador.
I know.
I'm sure that it will not prevent him from doing more work. But
well, since he's a board member.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
Being vice chair doesn't hurt. But, you know. So it's just going to be a really, really exciting year.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the new exhibit. I mean, we went over to storage the other night, and we pulled and yanked and so on. We are in desperate need, as usual, for poster-sized frames.
Boy, are we.
Expensive, cheap, whatever. We need them.
Well, not only that, because we have a lot of
of rare posters, one-of-a-kind posters that we've got to get into frames because we received them in not-so-great condition.
Nijinsky. Tell us about Nijinsky.
We have an original movie poster from the movie Nijinsky.
And who was he?
He was a ballet dancer in the 30s who came over from Russia.
And looking at this poster, I think that's about that old.
Yeah. was having an affair with the man who was promoting him.
Yeah. This has got to be a very rare piece because it's fraying around the edges. The paper is so brittle that I'm afraid to touch it with or without gloves because it just kind of disintegrates in your hands. We've got to get it framed.
Yes.
And that's my goal for tomorrow. Yes. I realize we'll be on the patio with the bears for a while, but we have some work we have to do, too,
yes,
and they understand that.
We have also have a lot of... male erotica posters.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I mean, oh, really?
That need to get into frames. Yes.
Yeah. We also are displaying or showcasing or whatever a lot of old Broadway and movie theater kind of posters and things of that nature. We even have records. We have dolls. We have paraphernalia,
sheet music.
Memorabilia, sheet music.
Framed sheet music.
And we're showcasing some of this right now on two walls because sometime next year we will be having our Hollywood and Broadway auction of these things. And these are things that belong to Harry Livesey's grandmother.
Yes.
She had quite a collection. Some
from
of them
the 30s and the 40s. Yes. Original
and a lot
stuff.
Of it, I hesitate to mention her name, is Judy Garland.
Yes. A lot of Judy Garland stuff.
So some beautiful posters and beautiful artwork.
We have to go for a few minutes.
Bye.
Yep. So we'll be right back after these PSAs.
You are listening to KPFT today in part because of court-ordered Pacifica bylaws that call for a democratically elected board of directors. The bylaws mandate community and on-air forums so that you can make informed decisions about who you want to represent you on the board. Join us for a community candidate forum on Sunday, September 12th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Houston Institute for Culture located at 708 C Telephone Road. Find out where candidates stand on issues that are important to you. The theme of this forum will be programming. Candidates will answer questions about programming and will also promote culture as stated in the Pacifica mission by offering a talent, no talent segment, which means we are all talented even though we may not think so. Come see a different side of our candidates as they use their creative skills to dramatize some aspect of the mission as it relates to programming. Join us in celebrating the creative, democratic process that we are privileged to have here at KPFT Houston.
Celebrate spring with the Discover Green Thursday Concert Series, presented by Capital One Bank and co-sponsored by KPFT-FM. The fall season features free concerts showcasing outstanding regional performers in September and October, starting September 9th and running through October 14th. Discover Green is Houston's number one spot to picnic on the grass, dance on the patio, and watch the sunset over the gorgeous downtown skyline. Take your office on an outing or disconnect the neighborhood kids from their video games to show them some real guitar heroes and rock bands. This week's free concert features explosive Latin ska and funk from Los Carnales and Karina Nistal. Shows start at 6:30 and everyone is welcome. Most street parking is free starting at 6 p.m. Bring your picnics, blankets, and lawn chairs, but leave your glass containers and alcohol at home. Visit discoverygreen.com for more info. KPFT Houston.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. We're going to do a little music break. We're going to come back with our MBB letters and roundtable.
You know, it's not often that I get to claim that I've created a prodigy. But you know, when I sometimes when I'm picking all music, I go into little sections. You know, things have a common theme. He started the show off with a couple of bears, J.R. Sono and Bare Naked. Then later on, he started playing a couple of songs. You realize those are cover songs. And then I had to explain to him what cover songs were. And then, to begin our MBB letters, he plays, "Oh Daddy, When You're in Jail, Were You Anybody's Bitch?"
Yeah. You must be a very proud father at this moment.
I told him before, I said, I must be rubbing off on you. I recommend a Silkwood kind of shower.
I'm going to go home and bring out the loofah.
I'll have to get one of those Misfit baskets next, you know.
Unclean, unclean, unclean.
A loofah and a fresh bar of soap.
2 quarts of Pine Sol, 1 quart
Clorox.
Clorox. 2 parts of ammonia, and then pour
lots
in
of hydrochloric acid.
Add gun oil liberally,
and make sure you use that with lava soap.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I always like a good old fashioned copper scrub brush, but.
Well, Wes, it's so nice to know that you finally graduated from kindergarten.
I know, isn't it?
I'm proud.
When I went out there and pointed it out to Jimmy, because out in the lobby you really can't hear the show, and I go, and I explained him the other stuff, and I said, and you hear what he's playing to open the MBB letters. Thankfully, his can of soda was empty because
I know
he slumped back in his chair.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes, you could.
You know, it's
you have sunk down to the level of Chris.
Hey, I look at it this way. It's one of the few times that you can say I've corrupted somebody and not have to include of a minor.
I know. Boy, howdy. He sure isn't that.
Well, let's see. We were discussing ages earlier. I've decided that Wes is 30 and that Chris is 40. And I'm 54.
Bitch gonna die.
Yeah.
He's going here, isn't he?
I'm 54 and you're 55, and we're not giving Judy's age because I ain't going to die.
That's right. You don't. I'm sitting too close.
That's right. I ain't 40 yet.
You're not?
No.
What are you, honey?
And I'm definitely over 30.
I actually.
37.
He's 37?
38.
Yeah,
I was close.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to add 2 years. Okay, Chris is 38.
He's wise. I've
already been warned that the big men's club is planning on tearing me a new one, not in the good way, in 2 years when I turn,
which
or a year and a half.
Don't watch.
Because I've around them, I make a lot of age jokes because I'm one of the younger members.
Mm-hmm. And I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
And so I've already been warned that God help me on the 40th.
Well, I'm happy to report that both my 50th and my 60th just kind of breezed past people and they didn't notice. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, this is still Queer Radio. Can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
How about double nickel?
Double nickel.
That's next year for me.
Oh, my.
I'm so far beyond it. Can't
believe. Oh, my. Well, we have some letters.
God.
Oh, we've got plenty of letters.
Hold on one second before we go any further.
The
children who keep calling.
Yes.
Either knock it off or bring it up here, baby. Okay.
Here we go with that underage thing again.
Yeah, here we go with that of a minor.
Yep.
I was destined to be a Catholic priest, and God help it, I'm going to be it in one way or another.
Oh, my.
It's not a sin.
This is a good intro to the letters.
Yeah, I'll be joining the show from this. I better work on my penmanship because I'll be sending in the letters here soon.
Yeah.
Are you an artist too?
No.
You can go to prison.
Now, I will tell you what. You print, I'll read them. Right. You script, and
that's
I can't. I'm not going
to
read them anymore.
Don't pass it to me.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's see. We understand that a lot of our MBBs, penmanship differs between individuals.
Oh, yeah.
And also, the way each one of us reads are more familiar with certain handwriting styles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an affront to you when we say we have trouble reading it. One person may have difficulty reading. There's one handwriting in there that's very, very floral.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful, beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But you have to remember the age of the eyes over here.
Yeah, I'm 54. They degraded, seriously.
We've got a bunch of old folks. I'm 38, but I've been diabetic for 3 years and a masturbator for 30 years.
Oh,
so he's blind as a bat.
And the fact that I can see the board is a miracle in itself. So handwriting is not...
We're not picking on anybody's handwriting.
No, we're not picking on anyone. It's mainly our eyesight because, you know, one person can read it, another person can't. Also, to some other people... We paraphrase a lot of it. We cut through a lot of it because we've got
124 pages tonight.
Oh, my.
We got like 7 envelopes, and one of them has one page front and back. Some of them have multiple pages.
Mm-hmm.
And to go through and try and get everybody in during the time,
I know,
normally we'd have Hatch in here. We'd still be talking on Hatch's segment. So
we have a little extra time tonight.
We have some extra time, but normally we don't have that. We only have 15 minutes to 30 minutes to do the MBB letters. And we'd rather cut everyone a little short than have to cut somebody out.
Absolutely.
Is what our goal is.
Yeah.
And we do give a little bit of precedent to poems because, as part of our community involvement on that. And a lot of the stuff with the MBB letters, you know, it gets into some of the more personal stuff. We get a, you know, we do get a little the titillation when we get down to the part where it talks about, you know,
outlines,
height, weight, age, tattoos.
Yeah.
In your cell, do you prefer to be in the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
Yeah.
How what size are the prison issue flip flops you wear?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, I'm stealing a page out of an old master's book here on
Scott
those
Lewis.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Stick it in! If you remember that phrase,
you've been listening to the show a long time.
Because I was just talking to somebody today about husband hunt.
That didn't work out.
No, well. It didn't.
No, it only put together a lesbian couple.
That's it.
Oh, really?
But they were together for a while, weren't
they? Yeah, they were quite a few years.
So, you know, we're not picking on anyone. You know, like I said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Is it?
It's 2 in the morning.
2:15.
Once more, I'm longing.
And we're, you know, our eyes, you know, we just get these letters when we come into the station, so we're kind of reading them on the fly, kind of pulling out the highlights of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so just want to make sure that the MBBs understand we're not slighting anybody. We're just trying to get as much in of them as we can.
Okay.
And I've taken enough time on that.
So, without
it's
further
sad when I'm the voice of reason.
Ado.
We're gonna let Wes go first.
Oh, you want me to read first, dude?
Oh yeah. I want you. You're the younger guy, and he wanted you to read his letters. Mm. So the older guy is gonna shut up and let you do it.
I'll bet.
So that means Jimmy has to be quiet.
That's not the older guy we were talking about.
Yeah, the day you get Jimmy to be quiet is the day I'm going to go.
That's right.
Yep.
Who's this from?
Let's see here. I guess, he doesn't do pseudonyms. This is from Jorge in Huntsville. Starts off, dear sirs, brothers, sisters, et al.
Yeah.
Greetings. This... there.
Kill my mic. I got to start working on a round table.
Yeah, well, get busy over there.
Wow.
Well, that's right.
And I said that just as I killed his mic.
The more he sits in that chair,
I know.
I kind of like it.
But anyway, as I was saying about Jorge, he says, greetings. This letter of acknowledgement is written with all due respect and sincerity. First, he must apologize for his penmanship and style.
No, not at all.
He says he calls it chicken scratch, in agreement with those who have normal and good penmanship that can and choose to be fetitious. Okay, whatever. We're just gonna go on with this.
Okay.
Cut
to
the meat. I read this before we started the show, so I don't remember where all the meat is. Wait a minute. I missed a part here. Let's see. I happen to have heard about Dee Kerver and Lorenzo, also the upcoming anniversary of Robert. This is one that he wrote back.
It's an old letter.
August
9th. Oh.
It looks like he repeated the sending.
Right? Oh.
Yeah, because it was postmarked the 27th. So this is an old one.
Okay.
He talks about Robert and Lloyd's anniversary, plus how Dean Becker joined.
Oh, yeah.
And about the special treat
good old
of
Dean Becker.
Lube wrestling.
I am so sorry I missed that.
At the anniversary festivities.
I hear there are good pictures on this system.
Yeah. I saw some others on one of the guys from the Misfits.
Younger, I'll get back to the letter.
Sorry. I was reminiscing.
Yeah.
Now, before I continue, I ask that you please add me to your permanent mailing list and send your monthly letter or updates, if any. Blah, blah, blah.
We don't have a permanent mailing list, do we?
No.
We have a web page.
We have Facebook.
Yeah, we have Facebook.
And I save every letter.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Of course, I'm going to have to spank him if he forgets a poem again.
I know, I did
and
forget
I
that poem.
Pictures for him. Yeah.
That's all right. You're going to remember for me next week.
Yeah, because I have to send those pictures back.
Yeah, you got them back. I don't have them anymore.
Okay. Yes, that's right. I do have them back. I have not sent them out yet.
Okay.
Well, let's see here. I'm trying to find some more meat of this one.
Mm-hmm.
She's
enjoying that
to do these things. Yeah, it is, really. This handwriting, I can actually read as long as I don't let light go through the page so I don't mix it up with the stuff on the back side.
Oh, okay. Dead air.
He asked that you please get with me, get me with the program, updating me on everything per se. And hello to Wes, Jimmy, Chris, Harris, Dean, Becker. Oh, Dean Becker, Daryl, mm-hmm. Judy, and of course the 25 years between Lloyd and Roberts.
That's nice. Thank you.
He's asking for a picture from us so they can tell who we all are.
Okay, Paul is doing that. Paul, our intrepid photographer.
Yeah, I discussed it with him today.
Getting a picture because several of the guys want them.
Yeah, they do. I imagine you have a schedule and all the other guys' issues as my favorite. Dead Time and About Us Latinos.
Love Latinos.
Yeah. That's pretty much the meat of this one.
Oh, okay.
And then his second letter, a little more recent.
Oh.
August 30th.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get the letter in my hand here. It says, salutations, Jimmy, Chris, Dean, whoever Dean is.
Dean Becker.
Oh, Dean, okay.
Dean Becker does the 420 report. He used to do a segment here on...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wes, Judy, Daryl, Carlos, and all the others.
Mm.
Saying hello to some of our MEBs.
Yeah.
He says he's in receipt of our somewhat response to his last letter dated 8/21. That he respond and write with all due respect and sincerity. And then he makes mention about Doug in here reading his letters.
Oh.
He says he misspelled Mikey Pratt's first name as M-I-K-E-Y. He's a male named Mikey.
Oh.
Ask if we do know him. He was at...
No.
Excess, Aftermath, AM House of Eden, a whole bunch of other places.
Oh.
When he, back in 96.
Wow, 96.
Yeah.
A lifetime ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, this one I didn't get to read much before the show, so I'm having a hard time with this one.
Okay.
Goes into the description of the guy. He asked that we read his letter from 8/23.
Did it.
So we can see what he said about Mikey.
Yeah.
And his ex-lover and all that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. He's got a whole bunch of stuff here. He wants to know when he comes home if there's anything he can be of aid to us on our team.
Well, come on up to the station when you get out.
Yeah. I see you guys need some serious input that will help you and all in concerns. I promise. I wish I could see you all meanwhile, but I guess you'd have to ask Ray. Let me know what is all I need to be able to join. Let's see. We can get he says we can get hardback books, magazines, stationeries, books with no nudity. Can get them from publishers, bookstores, office supply, retail stores, etc. Flyers are all okay, but they have to be in paper because here in SEG, he's trying to get back into population to get college and education degree, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to get his college degree is what he's trying to do.
Oh, good.
Plastic is not allowed.
I know.
Best I can recall.
I found that out.
Several times, apparently. Several times, apparently.
Well, two.
Can't get any food, electronics, except for fans.
Okay.
And let's see. Say hello to Robert and Lloyd.
I will do.
Lorenzo. Same as Bull. As I said it. Also to the fresh leather dude and gal Raven who came, and the author dude of said Dom Hart handbook. As I went into from, I want info from them and Thunderclap crew. plus flyers contact with Greg Sanford, BRB, and Mr. Leather Houston issues at last year. And that's pretty much it for that.
Speaking of Lloyd and Robert, real quick, just one little aside.
Yeah?
One of the things I believe they would be doing this evening, since we keep talking about their anniversary, is attending the anniversary of Christopher Prano and Jim Crawford.
And
so
that's
I just wanted to yell at them and say, happy anniversary, guys.
No kidding.
Yeah, cool.
I almost forgot about that myself. Yeah. I saw a message earlier today.
We couldn't make it. We got the invite yesterday, and we were already scheduled. So,
moving right along.
That's
how many
the
years is
from
it?
George.
Do you remember?
No.
More than one.
Not sure it said. Oh, yeah.
I think it was seven.
Was it?
Seven? Wow. In gay years, that's like 30.
Decades.
I know.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah.
I've got one from Rock Hard out in Woodville, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And apparently somebody, he thinks it's you, sent him a postcard.
I did. It was a 3D postcard, and I didn't think about it until after I sent it that it might not pass muster through the mailroom.
Well, it didn't.
It didn't.
They bounced it. He's having it sent to his mom. It cost him 3 stamps.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And let's see. And I'm sorry, Rock, but I'm paraphrasing.
Sent one to him, and I sent one to Daryl, too.
3D also?
Oh, he says if you send any more cards, make a photocopy.
What?
Make a photocopy of the card and send it separately.
Yeah.
Because he might get the photocopy and not get the postcard.
Oh, okay.
Because the photocopy's regular paper.
Yeah.
And,
Well, when you're on vacation, you don't always have access to a photocopy.
He is having a hard time getting our show because 90.1 up there happens to be one of the college radio stations
as well.
So sometimes he gets them, sometimes he gets us, and sometimes he gets both.
Okay, well, college. If it's college radio, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
I think it's scary to get both, though.
And he says he does have a MySpace page and a Fling.com page, but sorry, no new pics, Jimmy.
Oh.
You got to take those yourself.
Okay.
Like that would break Jimmy's heart.
It would.
You got a Camry for your birthday one time a couple of years ago.
I did.
The box yet?
Yeah, it's still in the box.
Okay, letter number next.
RFD.
Yeah, he.
That's one of my favorite publications.
Well, it so happens he has, and this is. Let me see how he names himself, just in case.
Well,
I'm going to call him Lorenzo. In Navasota. How's
okay.
that? Yep. He doesn't put a nom de plume, so I'm just going to call him Lorenzo in Navasota.
Okay.
And he did an ad for Brothers Behind Bars.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking us to tell everybody, please pick up a copy.
Of RFD.
Of RFD, so that they can...
It's a country magazine for gay men.
And he's apologized for not writing sooner, but honey, that's understandable. Goodness,
I know we don't get to write anybody. I mean, it's just overwhelming.
His job assignment is working on the field squad, and it's all he can do to get to bed early every day, even on weekends.
Aww.
But he's gotten his coffee ready to ride the night with us.
Ooh.
So let's hope he gets to listen to us. You know, I'm going to shy away from this
what
deal about Liza. I'm not sure I understood it, and I'm kind of clueless. I'm 54 years old, and I don't get
you
the Liza.
You know anything about Liza Minnelli?
I know Liza Minnelli, but I don't know.
I think what he's talking about is we made a comment about posers.
Oh.
And that, and I think he took it in a wrong way. And what it is when we talk about posers, it's not how you act yourself in there. It's the guys who are writing, trying to find pen pals, and then are just using that as a way to...
Oh, gay for writing.
The grifters.
Yeah, grifters. They're pretending they're gay. They get these usually, quite a few instances.
What is it we called them when I was younger? Trade?
Well, no, it's guys who are just trying to get guys to write them so that, you know, so they say all these personal stuff and they find out, you know, the person's not gay who they're talking, who's writing the MBB.
Yeah.
And then the MBB turns around and says, hey, I'm going to send these to your wife.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to somebody else and say, hey, unless you, you do this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
That's what we mean by posers. We mm-hmm. don't mean it by someone who's putting up a false pretense of a, of who they are and all that. It's in the sense of, in the prison, it's basically people are trying to run a hustle,
run
a scam, from inside.
Yeah.
That's what, when we use the term poser during MBBs, that's...
Yeah.
Ooh, he's still
once
a virgin.
Once again, I pop in as the voice of reason and
he's looking for the right man to break him in. Funny how that made so much emotional attachment, huh? I know I'm doing paraphrasing because I've got 100 pages. Kids, y'all, please bear with me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be good. We have Lorenzo's information if you'd like to write to him. We mm-hmm. certainly encourage that. We also has his brother's behind bars application.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. Wow. Lorenzo.
Yeah. Sounds cute.
31-year-old, Hispanic, bi male, 5'10", 200 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, looking for friends, possible LTR, any race, 21 to 35, open-minded, down-to-earth, musician, art lover, discharged soon.
Ooh-hoo.
Well, the only one out of this group that qualifies is me.
Oh.
Well, you go, girl.
Hmm.
Well, since when is that new?
Okay.
You're the only one that qualifies for a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're going to beat you up about it later.
Okay. Next.
Next is from Jesse in Livingston, Texas,
mm-hmm.
on the Palumski unit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, y'all going to have to bear with me here just a second.
I say that on every letter.
Well, that's because my eyes are old, and they're fading fast.
Okay, yeah,
and
we get it.
The station comes in a little clear at night. He's run across our program after hours on several occasions.
Good.
It's entertaining. I've never really, shall I put it, never experienced in that area. Mm-hmm. But I suppose the reason for this letter is to...
Yes?
Oh, to look at acquiring a pen pal... is possible, then legal mail, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've turned more than one guy to our side of the house. I guess we could give him a shot, but I have his information. Somebody wants to write to Jesse.
Okay.
He's 5'8", 170 pounds, 53 years of age,
mm-hmm.
In mint condition. Still smoking those youngsters in handball every day for 2 hours in 95 degrees.
Whoa.
That's pretty damn good condition.
That sure is. I can't do it.
He's pretty much tatted up, mostly Mexican culture tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt he's masculine, but I'm laid back, easygoing, can get along with just about anybody. Really, I'm just looking for someone to help me pass this time for a little. Yeah, I understand. Believe mm-hmm. me. Well, and Jesse's information's right here if you want to write to this young man.
Yeah.
And he's a young man. He's a year younger than I am.
Yep.
So, that makes him a young man. My world. All right, next letter. Greetings. This letter is from Gilbert
mm-hmm.
in Midway. Gilbert has some beautiful writing. Gilbert, you said, was I just pulling your balls when I said you had some beautiful writing? No, honey, your writing was so damn beautiful.
Yeah,
I couldn't read it because my eyes could not decipher the letters. It was just so pretty. But my eyes are old.
We only pull balls in a good way.
No, actually, you know, you're supposed to... Never mind.
Okay.
As
we digress.
His typewriter was broken during shakedown, so he finds out he has to buy a new one. It's $100. and it's a piece of junk, so he's going to pass on that.
Uh-huh.
The printing is just perfect, honey. I can go through here and just read everything. What I meant to make it short and readable is that I have, say, fantasized of laying a gay guy, not trans, on mm-hmm. his back, raising them legs up, mm-hmm. making them knees touch.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had a hot flash there.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, I guess your word's a virgin. That's a good thing, isn't it? Well, yeah, not really. Yeah, absolutely. I like virgins, depending on, you know.
Not me. I want somebody who knows what they're doing.
I want somebody that's at least trainable and can figure out what they're doing. And he said something, say, was Judy the woman there who said about the male? Yes, these people don't play when it comes to the male.
Mm-hmm.
And we are more than aware of that at this point in time because... all right, and this is the bull,
mm-hmm.
by the way, that I've been reading from.
Yeah.
I thought that
the
might make
great,
a little...
great little drawing.
Yeah, I was just looking at that drawing.
Yeah.
Bull, we got your drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy drooled over and had to wipe the paper clean. No, you know, I enjoyed and put it in a dryer.
I did not drool on the paper. I wouldn't want to mess
Jimmy's
that up.
More careful in it.
Oh, yeah. I'm with the museum, remember?
Okay, next letter.
Okay. Thank you, Bull.
Thank you, Bull. You're a sweetheart. Cute drawing.
Yes, I like that.
It was
Jimmy's already reaching for the paper, so he gets to keep it.
Yeah, I keep them all. Actually, and they will eventually end up at the museum. Gulf Coast Archive and Museum.
Okay.
Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc.
Last letter
is from
Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
And I have your poem. And, Daryl, I have to apologize to you.
Because Jimmy didn't bring the poem?
Because Jimmy didn't bring the poem, but it's okay. Yeah. You know, Jimmy and I are kind of got that dementia stuff
working. Well, you see, with Daryl, I sent him a 3D postcard, too. And so he probably didn't get it, but I ended up sending him another one.
Oh, you sent him a dual postcard.
I sent him two.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Daryl.
Daryl's written us a long time now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. And he says quite a lot.
He does.
About 10 pages worth.
Don't worry about your sloppy writing, honey. I can actually read your sloppy writing.
Hey!
And I'm sorry you're having so much trouble with these people that have taken your watch and broke your typewriter.
Ooh,
that's not a good thing. And if I were you, I would be filing more than grievances. I would probably be... Well, I guess filing criminal charges might be kind of difficult.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't know. Theft is theft. Can you?
Well.
He's doing what he can.
Yeah.
He's following the rules.
But the property officer's backing him up and taking his complaints and stuff, so
okay.
We're all right.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And maybe the grievance will actually get somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your dad, and I realize... what a devastating that thing is to you.
What happened to his dad?
He passed away.
Oh, I did not
read that.
I haven't had a chance to read the letters
no,
tonight.
No, he didn't read it. They don't assume this on the radio either.
Oh.
Well, I was going to get there. Give me just a second. I was filling in dead air before I started reading.
Yeah.
He was also the man who raised me with the values and qualities I possess, and that will always be a part of the many values and qualities I have about myself. He was also my father shortly after mm-hmm. his incarceration stint. After his death, I was refused to be allowed by the TDCJ to attend his funeral.
Oh, ouch. That's not right. That is not right.
No, it's not. And he became reclusive after that, and he's still feeling the results.
Yeah.
He's pretty well separated from his siblings, both emotionally and distantly. I think he's got two in Waco, but the rest of them are scattered all the way from Fairbanks to South Carolina.
Whoa.
Yeah. None of them are close except for maybe the two that are there.
Yeah.
I have your poem. I have retyped it on the computer so that I can do it justice.
Is that another one of those forms?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
you got three of those.
Okay,
tonight.
Okay, that was. That was for the 3D postcard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And
it
after
was.
I sent them, I thought, you know, I wonder if they're going to have problems because I've heard of this before.
Yeah.
You know that they think that because it's got a plastic coating, and you know they've discovered that some people will like put heroin underneath the plastic coating.
Oh, there's nothing they won't try.
Oh, cool.
Crap like that.
So that's why they're so picky.
And they were great postcards too.
Yeah.
Vancouver. Yeah.
Well, from now on, make a photocopy of them. Send
I know.
Separate
Jimmy, I think
mail.
I think part of it with the plastic is more that if you heat it, you can melt it, then it's pliable. And then
oh, and you can make
down,
a weapon or something.
It can be used to be weaponized.
Oh.
So your Canadian postcard was more afraid of not because it was coming from Vancouver and having a hidden pot stash, but it was the possibility of it being weaponized.
Separated.
I don't even think of these things, you know? This is crazy.
You're not in prison.
Well, it helps to have an evil mind like mine.
I guess. Okay.
Separated.
So what's next?
I'm reading his poem before
okay.
I close.
Okay. Is this Daryl's?
This is Daryl's.
Okay. He wrote it?
He wrote it.
Okay.
Separated. You know it hurts to be separated from the ones you care for. For I wish I had a picture of you every day and night. I search within myself for reasons why it's like this. Needing answers to, once again, make this all right. Does he hear or feel these silent messages I send? If only he'd pick up and write. Just once again. Loneliness has settled deep in my heart from his years of absence. My passion is no longer strong. If he'd only come visit with me, I'd not let go of his stare first and fixed at me. My heart could be all his alone. Daryl.
Wow, Daryl.
Good
boy.
That
was beautiful.
Yeah. And if I messed any of that up, I'll tell you what. You tell me where I went wrong in your next letter and I'll fix
it. I like that.
And Jimmy swears to me that on my deathbed that he will have your poem here next week.
On your deathbed.
On my deathbed.
That's pretty serious. You will be out next week, right, Jimmy? You're gonna be out of town next week, right?
Are you gonna be
No, I'm gonna be here. I'm going to be here because next week is the Misfits Ball, and I wouldn't miss that.
I just figured, you know, I'd make a statement like that.
I know.
I've got to
spend some of Stanley's money at the auction.
Yeah. Well, you know, they want to break, what is it, the $12,000 this year?
Uh-huh.
You know, I can show you some things to bid on while we're there.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
How do you know?
Trust me.
Have you seen some of the auction items?
Not I, of course. Where would I ever see things in advance?
Let's see.
That's a problem.
From the leftovers from the GCAM art auction?
Maybe a few things.
I see. Mm. Okay. Where are we going from here, boys?
Well, I'm thinking that we need to mention that if anybody wants to write to any of our MBBs, they can.
Yes, they can.
You can...
Send your letters to us,
yes.
And we'll forward them.
Yeah. You can either do it snail mail to After Hours Care of KPFT at 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send it to us via email at afterhours@kpft.org.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and forward that on.
We will. We'd be happy to. Any of the guys that you heard tonight or read from tonight or guys from the past weeks these guys would love to hear a letter from you.
Absolutely.
So
there's Rockhard in Woodville, Texas, and Daryl in Rocheron, and Gilbert in Midway, and Jesse in Livingston, and Lorenzo in Navasota.
Yeah.
And
also George over in Huntsville.
Yeah.
You know, I picked up an MBB
And that's just for this week.
From After Hours. Years ago, George.
And you got some incredible artwork.
In fact, some of it's on the wall of GKM as we speak.
As of right now, it is on the wall.
And the unfortunate truth is, the most wonderful one he sent me, which was Peanuts and Linus, etc., for a Christmas thing, was flooded during Hurricane Ike at my house. But it was fun. I mean, I have to, you know, it was tedious at times because George was very curious and wanted to know anything and everything he could possibly know. And there are a couple of times I went back and I said, I'm just not going there. Mm. Not with you or anybody else.
A little too personal.
And he would change the strain and we'd go on.
Yeah.
So it really, you know, if you're even thinking about it, you know, go ahead and do it.
And so you had a positive experience in writing.
Yeah, and we wrote for over 2 years.
Wow.
Before he was actually released.
Wow.
And so it was a positive experience. It had its ups and downs, but mostly ups. And I never met him. He couldn't come to Houston.
Right.
But it was kind of neat. You know, and I educated him on the Montrose and GLBT life and this, that, and the other. He was questionably bisexual. He thought maybe he was, but wasn't sure. And he'd been with a man, but mostly been with women, and et cetera, et cetera. But it was just a real education for him and made me feel good.
Just, okay. You know. Well, maybe that'll turn somebody's head and they'll send a letter to us or ask for information for about one of the MBBs that we've talked about tonight or in past weeks. And okay. Because we have a dismal...
I need to make...
percentage of people who actually write to these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hardly... We
and
just
most
don't
of these guys
get...
don't have family to write
no,
to.
No, that's
won't
it.
Do it.
And we've had guys who have come out of prison and come to the show, and every single one said the most important thing in their lives when they were in prison was mail call.
You're an inside, the outside.
Absolutely the most important thing.
Yeah. I need to make a correction on one of these letters, and I'm not going to mention an inmate at this point.
Okay.
I am not from Waco. Sorry. I know somehow that got confused in the deal that night. I am not from Waco.
Okay.
And I can't call this person for you because in the past I have made a phone call and got threatened to be slapped with a... serious injunction because the person was actually harassing the woman.
Oh.
And the last thing she needed was for me to...
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll have to forgive me, but I cannot make your phone call for you to this person. And I'm not going to mention your name. I'm not going to mention anything except tell you I'm not from Waco and I can't make the phone call.
Okay.
And there's a very valid reason for that. I don't want to be next door to you next week.
Yeah, there is that. Okay, can we go to some music? And then
most definitely.
At the top of the hour, we'll start roundtable.
You got it.
You can do what you want as long as you keep to yourself. You can be who you are as long as it's somewhere else. If a Simon says life, you must do what's expected. After all, it's our way of life to protect. So we follow the obvious, blind leading the blind. And no one cares until you color outside the lines. It's a paint-by-number, predictable situation. Black and white world with technicolor implications. Move to the rhythm of a different drone. One steps out and they all come undone. They try to ignore the things that they can't define. And no one cares until you color outside the lines. When it's not picture perfect and you dare to be different, that's when they open their eyes. Well, they'll try to deny it, then try to hide it by covering up what they find. The only time they look your way is when you mess with their precious designs. And no one cares until you color outside the lines.
look, it's just your appearance. No, it's not about what you say, it's just how they hear it. Speak out of turn, they put a mark on the page. Say too much, you'll be feeling their rage. You must conform to what they all decide. Cause no one cares until you color outside the lines. When it's not picture perfect and you dare to be different, that's when they open their eyes. Well, they'll try to deny it, then try to hide it by covering up what they find. The only time they look your way is when you mess with their precious design. And no one cares until you color outside. Cause they don't like your crayon shades or the pictures that you choose. And your abstract style's just a bit too wild, to say the least, they're not amused. No, don't let them stop you. That you're not doing it right. Cause no one cares until you color outside the lines. No one cares until you color outside the lines. You see, God smiles when you color outside the lines.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, its only seed. It's the heart takes a chance. It's the metaphors we're making that pain the audience. It's a song for karaoke, for desecrate. Still let's sing it, okie dokie. But first, let's modulate. When the lyrics are too schmaltzy and the notes are held too long, and you wonder if this ditty is a dirge and not a song. Just remember, it's by Midler, and you're not fit to lick her toes. Like Bert, this song's a classic, and that's why we sing the rose.
Went to public, so hard to pick. All were movies based on TV.
One was bad, really bad, but it had Tom Cruise.
For attraction, it had action, lots of tension. Did I mention
Tom Cruise,
Tom baby,
it's a fact. Tom is stacked and can act, sort of.
Looks good on cue. Tom has brains too. That's when Anu, who needs Keanu, who? Tom Cruise.
Renowned investigative reporter Eric Schlosser, author of Fast Food Nation, The Dark Side of the All-American Meal, will appear at the Progressive Forum Thursday, September 30th at the Wortham Center. Information and tickets are available at progressiveforumhouston.org. The event is produced in association with Urban Harvest. Eric Schlosser's Fast Food Nation helped start a revolution in the way Americans think about what they eat. Eric Schlosser also co-produced the Oscar-nominated documentary Food Incorporated, a fierce indictment of our industrialized food agricultural medical system and the consequences for our health, environment, and worker rights. Don't miss Eric Schlosser at the Wortham Center. Tickets and information are at ProgressiveForumHouston.org. That's ProgressiveForumHouston.org. This is Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston, Texas.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Om.
Come join in on a Peace Mass for Healing and Harmony on September the 11th at India House from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Peace Mass will be led by Swami Vijayadishananda and is hosted by the nonprofit Self-Inquiry Life Fellowship, a non-denominational spiritual organization whose mission is the preservation and dissemination of Sanskrit wisdom. His Holiness Swami Vijayadishananda is the head monk and guiding light of the nonprofit. This is the first time His Holiness has led a Peace Mass in Houston. India House is located at 8888 West Belfort Street. The event is free, includes a vegetarian lunch, and is open to the public. Come and be an instrument of peace at this meaningful Peace Mass for Healing and Harmony. For more info, visit www.yoga4peace.org or call 713-249-8395.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude and listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Woohoo!
You can also find us on Facebook. Become a friend of the show as...
About 300.
306, I believe.
Something like that.
And maybe you can also become a like. I think they've got three or four likes now.
Do we?
No, more than that, actually. I know we got a like. We liked Toll the Road, which we use for some of our stories. We like the Misfits. We like Driftwood. I'm from Driftwood. Website. Let's see what else we like. Check us out. Join, and we'll also find the weekly. Video of the week that we put up there. This week, I broke our normal rules. I didn't play a queer artist. But that video is queer.
Very queer. I don't think I've ever seen anything as queer as that one.
We have rules.
Well, we only play queer artists. And this week I picked to put up on the video of the week was Katy Perry's Peacock.
Yeah.
And these this group of guys out in California who did a video of dancing to her California Girls did one for Peacock.
Okay.
I want to see your peacock. I want to see your peacock.
Okay, can we leave the pee stuff out of it and just go straight to the...
Well, there are yellow hanky people out there, so we can't cut out the pee.
Okay.
All right.
That works.
If I turn a garden hose on you, then... We're still good.
But this is a... this video has scenes in a doctor's office, a locker room, a bathroom, a hotel room. Especially if you hang on until about the 3 minute and 5 second mark.
You have it timed to that close, huh? 3 minute and five seconds.
Well, that's when they introduced Ben.
Ben?
Ben.
Is it a rat?
No, Ben.
Oh, Ben.
As in Ben the Peacock.
Oh.
Oh, is it a real peacock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all proud?
No, he's white. It's a white peacock. You don't see his tail. And basically, this guy walks into the room. It looks like a hotel bedroom.
Wearing a white bathrobe.
And the one guy in the bed is kind of going, I want to see it. No. I want to see your peacock. And so he opens up the robe, and you see him open the robe from the behind. Then you go to the front, and the peacock is strategically placed. And then, only what I can imagine is probably the floor exercises from the gay games occur on the bed. Then it starts getting weird. The finger painting just...
You sure this isn't upstairs at the Phoenix in New Orleans?
Could be. This is...
you just never know.
So, I mean, I picked it because it was, you know, it's not queer music, but my God, is that video queer.
Very much so.
Hot. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, now we know Chris is drilling. Somebody handy me.
No, especially if you love 80s style hairdos.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, no, thank you.
What's our topics tonight, oh, great and wise one?
Oh, we haven't got to them yet. I'm stalling for time because I don't have that many.
You're stalling for time?
We don't even have a pillar.
Oh, we don't have a pillar?
No pillar.
You haven't nailed a pillar?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. Amazed.
No religious sex crimes?
No. You know, I've been getting that This Week in Holy Crimes.
Oh, the Holy Crimes?
Report from Joe My God. And he hasn't put one up yet in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So apparently either they're getting better or they're not getting as caught.
Well, probably not getting caught.
I was going to say,
six of one, half a dozen the other. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
Well, if we have no pillars and we have no discussions, and
I've got a couple of topics that I pulled up here to cover. Of course, one.
Well, unzip and flip it out. Come on, let's go.
That was earlier today.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thing is, he wasn't the one flipping it out.
So,
no, but I bet he was the one unzipped.
So we've got two stories of kind of passings in our community. Not as serious as the one we started the show off with, but comments nonetheless. Quite, you know, it's unusual. I like talking about, you know, sometimes the sources that we're pulling these stories from, and how unusual it is for us to be giving you a story that I'm going to be reading from CNN.
Oh.
CNN. You're actually reading from CNN on this show.
Well, better than Fox News.
He actually is. I see it right
at
here.
At least he's not watching... like reading from Fox.
You know, realize if you quote an actual valid source, this show
burst in flames. Just wait. Later on, we'll be using Psychology Today's website.
All right.
Ooh.
All right. It's
now
official.
That's Twisted Sisters.
It's official. We've lost our credibility.
Yeah. From CNN, and this is reported on several other news sources here. Adult services are censored on Craigslist.
Ah.
Online classified services service Craigslist's decision to censor its adult services section could be a model for other websites, a leader in the fight against prostitution ads said on Saturday. This step is very much in the right direction, said Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, who spearheaded a letter from 17 attorneys general who recently banded together to urge Craigslist to discontinue its adult services section. The embattled website has been under fire for allegations that it promotes prostitution. These prostitution ads enable human trafficking and assaults on women, said Blumenthal. Let me step aside for a moment. Mr. Blumenthal, the adult services sites that I looked on Craigslist, trust me, do not assault women. I go under mail for mail, and there's no women involved.
Well, actually, that's not totally true. I was in the M4M section here the other day. And this woman was advertising for another guy to come take care of her man while she watched.
Well, that wasn't affecting her until her husband figured out that, hey, that's a lot better. Hey, guess what? With him, it's a lot tighter, and, you know, it doesn't smell like high tide.
Oh,
oh, Chris.
High tide or red tide?
Well, depends on what time.
let's move on to the next.
So, Blumenthal, they are flagrant and rampant. Craigslist has lacked the wherewithal or will to effectively screen them out. The section which usually reads adult services on Craigslist was replaced by the word censored with a black bar over it. It was not immediately clear whether Craigslist removed the adult services and replaced them with the censored section, which had a link that was not active. But for users who access the account outside the United States, the erotic services link is still active. Craigslist representative told CNN on Saturday they will release a statement at a later time. The message here is to put people over profits, said Blumenthal, who is running for U.S. Senate from Connecticut as a Democrat.
Imagine
Gee,
that.
Why am I not surprised?
Okay.
Now, see, the last article that I read about that was that they were going to take their adult classified section and basically move that off into a different area and then start charging for it.
Well, they charge the people who post the ads for it.
But the people that are actually looking for other people, they don't charge. And that is what they were looking at doing.
That's the adult services, though, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not man.
They were
going to
break that off from...
It's for escorts and massages.
Okay. Depends on what's getting massaged.
Once again, let me... Mr. Blumenthal, let me put you... Okay, you're the Senate candidate from Connecticut on the Democratic ticket. You're running against the former CEO of the professional wrestling conglomerate. I think you can find a lot more dirt on her. I mean, it's easy to get a picture of her with her head between someone's legs as she's getting attacked. It's happened. I've seen it. I've seen her sprawled out on the canvas during matches.
Ain't nothing
with her family. You've got a lot easier dirt on her than to go after the Craigslist ads. Okay, so if you're trying to get into the Senate,
and besides, you're getting in Chris's back pocket.
Oh no. No, I actually needed a legitimate massage.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Frontal?
Where are you getting? What do you need massage?
Hey, hey, hey. It's like every time I got the gift card for my mother for her, go over to Massage Envy. I said, look, mm-hmm. I bought the basic one there. If you want the happy ending, you got to pay for it yourself. I do have some standards.
What, neck roll?
He said officials will continue monitoring Craigslist and other websites for such content. Mm-hmm. The increasingly sharp public criticism of Craigslist adult services section reflects a growing recognition that the ads for prostitution, including ads trafficking children, are rampant on it. The Attorney General said in a August 24th letter to Craigslist CEO Jim Buckmaster and founder Craig Newmark. A Craigslist spokesman said at the time that the site agreed with at least some of the letter. We strongly support the Attorney General's desire to end trafficking in children and women through the Internet or by any other means, said Susan McTavish Best, who handles press inquiries for Craigslist.
Now, you notice trafficking in men is okay. Just children and women is what he's got to end.
Once again, this show supports the MFM.
M for M.
Yeah, M for M.
But my point mm-hmm. being here is that's probably one of the most sexist statements I've heard from a politician in a while.
Well, no, that actually came from the Craigslist spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And you really don't hear, until recently, talks about men being victims of human trafficking for sexual exploitation.
Well, been down on the corner of Fairview and Stanford.
They're self.
Well, now so are most of these ads.
They're less likely
but
to
the fact
about
is, they're
it.
Talking. They're talking about. That's look. You have to go to the worst common denominator, just to make your point on these things. You have to be the bitchiest about it, and it's hard to get people to stand up and say, "No, I'm all in favor of human trafficking." So that's what you put it down as. That's how you word these things. The fact of the people, you know, the ads that were in here were some young, some older guys doing massages. Some of them have certifications for it. You know, it just means that these guys are going to be posting more of their ads in the regular casual hookup for men seeking men
than in
categories.
Right.
And then it's just going to take, you know.
We're just going to have to wade more stuff out before we can get to what we want.
Because then you're going to click on that part, and then, you know, a bunch of people are going to click on it saying, flagging it for disapproval. And so the ad title still shows up on the screen, even though it's been removed from the other part. So it just wastes people's time on that.
Speaking of wasting time, we're wasting air. What's next on the list of things to do?
This letter was written by the attorneys general from Arkansas, Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas.
No surprise.
And Virginia. Yeah. This week, this letter was requested a week after the Craigslist killer, as he was called, Philip Markoff, committed suicide in jail. This was the guy up in Massachusetts who picked up a model, advertised as a masseuse on Craigslist, and then allegedly killed her. So that, of course, put a little damper on that. on using the Craigslist stuff. And in other ending news... according to a local video shop professional, the company that makes Rush Poppers has gone out of business.
Ah!
Well, how else is Jimmy going to get any?
That's the name of the story. A friend, really, it's not me, just texted me the news that followed it with a confirmation. My friendly porno video guy just told me, I just got the last bottle. It's not the best poppers, but it's the end of an icon. Once home, a quick check of sites that were part of the Rush trade address showed all to have had their websites shuttered. Not wanting to call it a, quote, rush on product based on false information, more research was done. This is the poppers with the yellow and red with a picture of a guy in a cape on them. The caped man on the back of every bottle is Captain Rush. His website's also closed. PacWest Distributing, the company that manufactures and distributes Rush, has also closed its website.
Well, they just closed everything down.
Yep.
Too many class action suits against chemical pneumonia.
Well, you know, I never liked poppers anyway. I just lost my heart on them.
You realize how they work, right? They displace the oxygen in your lungs, which makes you...
The actual product that it's based off of, amyl nitrate, is used to help people who are having heart.
Yeah, that's good. That's amyl nitrate.
That's different.
This stuff is nothing but video head cleaner, and all it does is fill up your lungs with video head cleaner, and you can't get any oxygen, you get lightheaded, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Secondary problems could be chemical pneumonia.
No, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, and then there's always the chance that if you do pass out and you happen to be setting up, you can't. That stuff's heavier than air, so you can't breathe it out. So you're just going to suffocate.
Oh, that's nice.
Extended brain damage. Okay.
They've now come up. They've done a little bit more research after the first article, and it looks the reason why it's closed down is apparently the company's owner, Joe Miller, committed suicide. He was a gay man who lived in Indiana. His fortune apparently was made from the manufacturing and distribution of poppers. He was, he boasted money that he spent in the gay media. He was a significant donor to Democrats. He also donated money to several HIV/AIDS education and children's groups. Because of the manner that the money was made and the old myth of poppers spreading the virus, Miller was controversial. His company funded sites that downplayed the negative effects of poppers. While evidence linking them to HIV has been mostly debunked, their use with Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra can kill you.
Yep.
Apparently, the Indianapolis Star pulled its online obituary for him. Rumors in the comments of the blogs quoted of his companies being raided by the federal government, sexual tourism, and using influence to suppress anti-poppers regulation and media coverage.
Damn.
So
you know, if you really want to use a popper, I have a suggestion. Go get you a brown paper bag, stick it over your mouth and nose, and just keep breathing until you get the effect. And then, if you pass out...
It takes too long to do that.
Well, and if you pass out, you drop the
sniff and get with it.
Yeah, and Jimmy doesn't have time for that at the bookstore, you know?
This sex is good enough. I'd help you start hyperventilating.
I usually do.
All right. Hyperventilating.
Let's stay in the sex theme here.
Okay.
In Switzerland, they'll be voting on installing drive-in sex boxes to protect residents in the red light district.
Drive-in what?
Police in Switzerland are planning to build a series of drive-in sex boxes to allow prostitutes to conduct their business in more privacy. Residents whose home overlooks the thriving red light district in Zurich have flooded police with thousands of complaints about prostitutes. Zurich Police Chief Daniel Lepieux is proposing the idea of sex boxes, which are already in use in German cities like Essen and Cologne, as a way to let prostitutes work in a more discreet environment.
So now we provide sex
in Europe
places for in prostitutes.
Yeah, see the picture?
In Europe. This is all in Europe, though, Jim.
That's so that we don't have to look at her legs sticking out of the car window.
It's in Europe, so go get a passport.
I've got one.
The boxes are made from simple metal fencing and are wide enough for those seeking services of a prostitute to park their car. One resident says, "We get all sorts in broad daylight. We're sick to death of looking at it." Police spokesman We can't learn.
It just writes itself.
We can't get rid of prostitution, so we have to learn to control it.
So these are like three-sided fences that you park your car in so that you can have sex in your car.
Yeah. And basically, they've got it set up. There's a picture of it here. You pull in, and they've got a white line, so you pull on the one side there, so there's actually room to open the passenger door for the prostitute to get in. You do your business, and then they can leave. And
so it's get in, get out, and get off?
Yep.
Or, no, that's get in, get off, get out.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
So the interesting thing, though, is they're... You know, they're going to let them vote on this sort of thing.
Oh, I'm sure they'll pass it, too. I'm surprised they haven't come up with the hump box, you know, just big enough for you to walk in and close the door behind you, stand up, do your business, open the door, and leave.
That's what the fancy pay toilets are for.
That's what the buddy booth is for.
Okay.
A John Travolta gay sex scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Insert a million exclamation points here.
Again.
Turn on your mic.
Again.
Yeah. I know when I say the words John Travolta, gay, and sex are thrown in the same sentence, the word scandal does not apply at all. But I need it for theatrical purposes, so go with it.
Okay.
By the way, I'm reading from Delisted.
Got it.
The National Enquirer brings us the shocking tale that will make you drop the lube bottle. Not really. The author, an author who goes by the
Never
name
dropped
of
a lube bottle in my life.
Robert Randolph,
isn't that how slippery it is?
Is about to release a book about the underground secret world of celebrity gay spa sex in Hollywood. FCC, the A-list, this stuff right here should be a reality show. God, I wish they would be a lot cleaner on their stuff. So I don't
know.
Robert is planning on name names, but the first one he has spat up is probably the least shocking of them all. Robert tells the Enquirer that he has witnessed John Travolta humping on several different dudes at several different spas in L.A. The last time Robert caught John with his tongue in the culo jar was this past October. Robert is now legally blind. No, but Robert did say that John has offered his succulent nibble to suckle on several
Wait
times.
Wait a minute. Robert is now legally blind, but he's seen all of this stuff?
I don't understand. It says Robert is now legally blind. No.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's making a joke.
Oh.
It sounds like Shades are trying to make a
joke.
He
went
but
blind.
Because he saw all this stuff.
Yeah.
Look blind. At John Travolta. They're topless.
Well, yeah. That'll
they got a picture
blind.
Of him, you know,
they
waist
make anybody want to gouge their eyes out, I'm sure.
He's waist deep in water with Snickers bar in one hand and a red drink in another.
And breasts that look like an 80-year-old woman.
As far as I'm concerned at this point, John Travolta can be anything he wants to. I'm not interested.
Okay.
I met John in 1998 after he married Kelly. I believe the marriage is a total fraud because John is totally in the guise and has been having sex with him behind Kelly's back for years. He came on to me a number of times. I always turned him down. But there's always some guy who is willing to have sex with him. And John didn't stop cheating on Kelly after either of their children were born. John's a cheating dog. He's just been wrong because his wife seems to be such a sweet woman. Robert, who passed a lie detector test for his interview with the Enquirer, also said that John's secret gay life is one of Hollywood's worst-kept secrets. He blatantly cruises guys and doesn't seem to know who seem to care who sees him. I saw him with his lover, and he couldn't get enough. John should come out of the closet already and stop living a lie. His wife, Kelly, deserves so much better.
Oh, please, Mary.
Maybe he can hook Kelly up with Katie Holmes.
There you go.
You know, I'm having a credulity moment here.
My guess is John has come home with the man pubes in his teeth for years, so I'm sure Kelly knows all about them.
Organic dental floss?
Mm.
I mean, why do you think John spent hours in the Scientology sauna purifying his soul?
Mm.
I'm more sure that's not all he was purifying, but that's beside the point here.
More like penifying his hole.
Mm.
So this new is not news to many, so I doubt it's news to Kelly, whatever works for him. And I sure wish I could purify the image in my head of John with his tongue in the Coolio jar. Why did I do this to myself?
Yeah.
Cornhole for the cure.
No, we're we've got to save that one for last.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's too cutesy of a one. Here's one I promised on there. Psychology Today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now we're getting
high, we're getting high class here.
We
did
are.
CNN earlier. Wow. Psychology Today.
No, it's not high class.
No, nothing
we're losing
from
our credibility.
Nothing from the Daily Rotten.
Some of these may have came from there, but
well, okay.
Sex Life of the American Male.
They have an article in there called The Beautiful Men of Gay Male Pornography. Donald Simons and David Buss, preeminent researchers of the evolution of human sexuality and two of the most well-known names in the field, believe we can learn much about straight male sexuality by studying gay men.
Oh?
I came to the very same conclusion in my research for Boy Crazy. This is the author, not me. a study of definitely not me. It's a study of monogamy.
What's that?
I don't know. Isn't that a board game that kids play? It takes hours to play.
Monogamy isn't that wood? Oh no! I'm sorry. Never mind.
What then can a gay man tell us about the changing ideal of male beauty? Our country is on track to become a nation of minorities without a dominant racial or ethnic group, and the gay male community is likewise impacted. Thus, knowing what gay men find beautiful and hot may foretell general trends.
We've got to get another word. I've been hearing the word hot for so many years, it's just trite.
Well, hot is actually in quotation marks, so...
I've been hearing it since the 70s.
It's timeless.
18 or 19s.
Oh!
Before we can begin to investigate this hypothesis, I must admit a less than flattering fact. The gay community has struggled with diversity for a long time without particular success, particularly the divide between black and white, between black and Latino.
Yeah.
Indeed, the gay community is still often narrowly defined as that composed of the urban gay white male or female. Nevertheless, I spoke with Victor Hoff, creator and president of Men of Color, a website devoted to the beauty of men of color, including black, white, and all shades in between. Before you rush to check it out, though, be forewarned, it is sexually graphic and targets gay men.
Okay, where is it?
They don't even give you a link to it.
Damn!
Bastards. Vic is intuitive regarding the impact of diversity on the gay male community and uses pornography as a measuring stick of progress or lack thereof.
So do I.
Thank God demographic shifts in this country are changing. For so long, the gay porn industry has presented a pretty one-dimensional side of what's erotic and arousing. The smooth, hairless, and muscular, all-American boy next-door type. In other words, white guys. White guy jocks, white guy Leatherman, white guy bears. Where would you call a bear as a smooth and hairless?
Yeah, that's not working.
No, the standard of all that
unless you put some Nair on him.
The standard of all that was hot and erotic about gay porn centered around, you guessed it, white guys. But over the last 3 to 5 years, there's been a lot of growth in niche markets. Don't you like it when there's growth in the niche?
I love my niche growth.
All black and all Latino sites primarily. There are no domestic all Asian sites. Because the demand has grown and the market can sustain them. So what does this tell you? It tells you that a new norm is establishing itself for what's hot. There's a powerful demand for these alternative norms of erotic arousal as the country diversifies too. So
That's true. You know, uncircumcised guys are in great demand.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I never saw an uncircumcised man.
You were just looking in the wrong place.
I knew where to look.
No, that's because the standard for what was done to male children back then, and what continues the majority of the times nowadays is still.
Yeah, well, you find that the majority of uncircumcised men are non-white.
Yeah. Although I did see a thing on, to kind of jump off topic there, supposedly there's a comic book coming out of, was it Captain Foreskin?
Ooh. I'll buy it.
Who goes out trying to prevent the, as they use the term, genital mutilation
of
children.
Well, it is,
children.
Yeah, and there's so much more to play with.
And
it could be DC or Marvel.
Yeah.
I saw the cover of it, the one there, and, you know, he comes in and the doctor has kind of morphed into this blob with his shirt being torn off. With a mother trying to cradle her child who's been strapped down to the table.
Oh, brother. Jeez.
Whether or not it's real or not,
okay,
it was like...
took us off on a tangent here, obviously.
It's interesting to note that one of the biggest gay porn stars in 2009 was Austin Wilde, who's biracial. Mm-hmm. And he's built up a big of his fan base by appealing to the next generation of porn
Pornsumers, who clearly
Pornsumers.
Like
wow,
very
okay.
classy. Who clearly enjoy his otherness.
Yeah,
that's why it took me a second to figure out what the hell it was.
Yeah. And
also, one of the biggest sites to debut in our industry last year was Edgar9.com, with Race Cooper, who's black. Premised on interracial sex. Why? Because race and stars like him, Diesel Washington, black, Austin Wilde, biracial, and the popular website RandyBlue.com's Johnny Angel, Asian, have become a new and accepted norm of beauty in an otherwise stratified world of gay porn. Their popularity attests to it.
In other words, they're getting more realistic about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of nice.
Yeah. Vicky Singo is
sanguine
about the impact of the diversity of our changing ideal of the beautiful male. I don't know if women and gay men will change their ideas of what's erotic, in a sense, beautiful, simply because there are more erotic and beautiful people in this country or of a different race or ethnicity. But it's hard to believe they won't, at least over time, given that in the marketplace of human sexuality, more and different norms of beauty will begin to overtake what has traditionally been the purview of the fairly ubiquitous boy. No, it's
okay.
What the hell did you do?
I didn't touch a thing.
You did.
The phone is just going crazy.
What has been the preview of the fairly ubiquitous boy next door type? I'm frankly excited about the future. I think we're finally going to see a more democratization of this industry as more and more people demand a gay porn reflect the changing nature of culture around them.
I do think biracial men are really, really handsome for the most part.
I think the easiest way you see some of this stuff is not going to the professional porn websites, but go to... more the amateur ones where they're uploaded, and you will see a lot more diversity of...
Yeah, even some of the weblogs, if you look around, you'll find a lot more diversity there, too.
I mean, if you go to, for example, one of the large ones there of XTube, you'll see a lot more men of color, more interracial ones.
Yeah.
A lot of amateur stuff, too.
The
non-beautiful people.
Right. There's a lot of...
It makes you feel a little more yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, that is somebody you could actually get to go to bed with.
Right.
Or, even the further we...
or leave a
I
message.
See a lot of fat furry guys on there.
Yeah.
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 And
yeah.
Speaking of furry, you'll even find furry sex on there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or older guys.
Oh, God,
what a concept. Which is what you don't normally see in porn, actually.
That's right.
You don't see a lot of older people.
You don't.
Well, they've got their website for that stuff, too. There's so many niches in the porn industry. Mm-hmm. You dig far enough, if you're interested in it, you'll find the website where guys get off on humping doorknobs.
Okay.
I think it's good, though. I mean, as diverse as we are.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Oh, I usually go to doorknobs.
Yeah.
Just be careful using the old-fashioned glass-cut ones. That could really tear you up.
Oh, yeah. Then we will hear about how did that get up there.
Let's go for some more somber stories here. Then we'll get into our fun closer here. Story out of Israel. This is a little strange for them. Family's been indicted in Israel for the torture and kidnapping of a gay relative. They kidnapped and threatened their family member over his sexual preferences. Angel's family, who kidnapped him from Tel Aviv in an outrage over his gay and cross-dressing lifestyle, was indicted Thursday in Tel Aviv District Court for a series of serious charges, including kidnapping and false imprisonment. The indictment states that the family viewed Angel's sexual orientation and his work as a drag queen in Tel Aviv's clubs as a violation of the family's honor, which in their eyes justifies killing him.
Yes, I've heard about these.
Eight of his family members, including one minor, are charged with kidnapping him on a number of occasions and imprisoning him and beating him. The first kidnapping attempt occurred in May. The accuser told their victim that his mother was sick, and he should visit her in Tamara. When he refused, they dragged him into the car, brought him into his parents' home, where they beat and slapped him, tied him up, and locked him in a room. The brother released him after the victim told a friend to call the police. He was attacked at a family wedding, during which he ran into the woods and did not come out until police came. 3 weeks before the wedding, his mother called and warned him to remove the pictures in
which the victim is in drag, saying the family will come get you and that will be the end of you. On August 23rd, family members came to the victim's Tel Aviv apartment, sprayed pepper spray in his face, and pushed him into a car that was waiting for him outside.
Oh, my God.
They tied his hands with belts, blindfolded him with scotch tape, and threatened to stab him if he resists. Once they arrived in Tamra, the accused chained him to a window and locked him in a room. So 8 family members have been charged, and a request has been filed to arrest 7 of them until sentencing proceedings. Whatever happened, just abandoning them, throwing them out, and, you know.
I know. I mean,
it's like, bye, you know, see
some ya. People get off on this kind of stuff, but really, this is taking a little too far.
His family is a bunch of sadists.
Obviously.
Well, like I said, it comes, you know, we hear a lot of talk with what Muslim law says you can do to homosexuals. And in some ways, the ancient Muslim Sharia law and the Hasidic laws of ancient Jewish people run kind of close. And, you know, this is part of what's there. The interesting part is that the story has gotten out. These were articles from Tola Road, and they were linking to the Jerusalem Post and Ynet, which are Ynet's a large Israeli online news website, and Jerusalem Post is one of the largest, if not the largest, newspaper in Israel. So it was interesting that story got out to the masses. Cathedral High School in Springfield, Massachusetts, forced out the school's athletic director after she married her female partner back in August. Christine M. Judd, who served as the athletic director and dean of students, said she is no longer an employee of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield school system after a meeting Wednesday with administrators of the Catholic high school. The diocese listed her departure as a resignation, but Judd said she is still exploring her legal options. I was given a choice of termination or resignation, Judd said. I'm hurt, but I wish nothing but the best for the cathedral, its students, the parents, the athletic teams, administration, and faculty. I bleed purple with the school color. Judd, a Springfield resident, worked for the Catholic school for 12 years, beginning as a science teacher in 1998. She became dean of students 6 years ago and was given the added duties of athletic director 3 years ago.
Must be a pretty small school district then.
Well, it's a Catholic school district.
Okay.
Is what it is.
Okay.
So basically, you know, it's just
you and a bunch of teachers.
Right. Well, it's, yeah. I mean, they call it a school district. It's not, I don't think it's even that much. I mean, like what we have here in Texas, in the Houston area, you've got some churches that have elementary and junior high schools, and then they feed into a common a high school. There's a couple of Catholic high schools here.
Be like K-6.
So many Catholics.
Judd pointed out the hypocrisy she believes exists in the diocese. Judd says she questions if there are any lay persons who work for the Catholic diocese who divorce and remarry without an annulment, or employees who use birth control, or men who have had a vasectomy, or individuals who are pro-choice on abortion, which are all against Catholic tenets.
Yes, and those people usually slip through the cracks easier than homosexuals do.
Yes, so, you know, a lesbian who goes out and gets married, they kind of know about that a little
bit
faster.
Well, it's kind of hard not to notice, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to notice she's not that she's a lesbian.
It's pretty obvious.
Yes. Would you agree?
Hell, the first time I saw the picture, I thought
it
was a guy.
If she shows up on a second date with a U-Haul, yeah, you know she's a lesbian.
No.
I thought that was the first date.
Wow. So, Judd, I was hoping that my loyalty, my professionalism in the last 12 years would supersede the current hypocrisy that has already been shown with the Diocese of Springfield.
Doesn't this fall under our hypocrisy pillar?
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of cram it under there, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Let's see. I'll try to find some other stories here to kind of stretch out because we're
running short of airspace.
Yeah, just running there. Big news out of the, New York is because of Hurricane Earl. My name is Earl.
That big old windbag.
Fire Island was shut down this for Labor Day weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes, the Fire Island ferry, unfortunately, was not able to get there.
So no well, fairies were able to get
there. Well, she needs to flap her wings a little harder.
Was that F-E-R-R-Y or F-A-R-R-Y? I love writing
spell it however you wish.
Yeah. Fire Island. I'm sure it's spelled both ways.
Oh, here's a cute... We need a foreign story.
Eh?
Let's do... Eh?
I thought we did one already.
No, I thought we did Zurich's
call
boxes.
Israel.
Israel. That's right. I'm so used to there being some bestiality story coming out of Australia.
or New Zealand.
Well, they had an earthquake, so...
Oh, I see.
They're shook up in another way. Canadian Mountie pastime spoiled after lesbian prison sex camera turned off.
Oh my God, straight guys everywhere must be sad.
And there goes the ultimate perk of being a Canadian Mountie or prison guard. Watching female inmates have sex on closed circuit cameras can get you suspended. The investigation into four RCMP officers and three prison workers allegedly watching a sex romp between two lesbian cellmates on closed circuit TV cameras has led to six of them being suspended without pay.
Well, that's because they got the equipment sticky.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The incident, which taken place at Kalamoops Regional Correctional Center in British Columbia, saw police suspending the officers while the officials decided whether further disciplinary action is warranted. From surveillance footage, four Mounties and three civilian jail staff were allegedly seen watching a video monitor for 7 minutes. The decision was made after a review of the work status of the officers implicated in the incident. A supervising officer with 20 years on the force and two of three constables who have been in service ranging from 1 to 7 years. The inspector says a fourth officer is still under investigation. Snaps to Big Brother for making a security camera system so meta that even the watchers are being watched.
There you go. Well,
the thing is... Aren't they doing their job extra good? They're supposed to be watching the cameras instead of a football game.
Well, actually, if they were doing their job, they should have been stopping it, according to Hoyle.
True.
Yes.
If they saw sex acts going on inside the prison, they're supposed to stop that. They're not actually supposed to watch it.
They were gathering evidence.
and
in their hand?
Up the equipment.
For 7 minutes?
And since they're straight, they thought it was hot. Come on. Even Pat Robertson is into lesbians. I remember the one time I heard him saying, 1% of the population is gay male and 2% are lesbians. So even he is hoping to watch a couple of them go at it.
Pat Robertson.
God.
All right.
Speaking of windbags.
All right. I guess we'll do this. One of our few stories I got from Joe, my God. Cornhole for the cure.
Cornhole for the cure.
Yep.
Perhaps unaware of its other meaning. Perhaps not unaware. Two men in Memphis are staging a cancer fundraiser around the classic country fair game, cornhole. Quote.
Isn't there a whole like federation for this?
Yes, we covered.
We
went
to this we did before. An hour diatribe on this.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I quote, "We just started playing the game, cornhole," Sperlin said. "It's just a beanbag toss, and then we decided why not make some cornhole boards. My mother-in-law makes the bags for us." That was the beginning of Cornhole for the Cure, which in just 6 weeks has developed into a website and weekly tournament. Games are held every Wednesday night in the Boiling Point Restaurant in South Haven. The purpose of raising money for St. Jude, Sperlin said, and 100% of our donations go to St. Jude, and 50% of all proceeds go to St. Jude. From a commentator on a linked news story, "I've told my wife for years that cornholing can help cure cancer, but she doesn't believe me until I found this group. Now, every time she objects to a cornholing session, I remind her of how many people might die as a result of her refusing to cornhole. So whenever she tells me, 'But I don't like it,' I have to remind her of what people with cancer are going through." Mm-hmm. Perspective, people. You can watch people cornhole on the event's website.
It only hurts for a couple of seconds.
So is this going toward research for anal cancer?
No, it's St. Jude's, which helps
children.
It's a children's hospital.
Oh, yeah, I know.
St. Jude's for children.
It's cornholing for curing children.
It's a Danny Kay charity.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Charity. Yeah, make room for daddy. Anyway.
Then they had a link here to a local television station. Patrice Keeling and Brian Sperling are friends that share a common bond. They both lost parents to cancer. That's the difference between reading a legitimate news story and reading from there. Because if I would have ended there, Patrice Keeling and Brian Sperling are friends that share a common bond. They love cornholing. And now they've taken a familiar game and turned it into a way to fight a deadly disease.
Brilliant.
I never really thought cornholing was a
thing. There's actually videos of cornholing going on.
Yes.
Wow.
If you go to the website here is cornhole, the number 4, thecure.com.
I have to say, I think this is the most times I've ever heard the word cornhole said.
By the way, if you go to their website, you can find out that their cornhole boards, bags, and T-shirts are now available for purchase. Send an email, and they will send you the information on what you'd like to purchase. Where's the... Let's see. Should we go to personal stories of cornhole for the cure? What is cornhole? Or shop and donate?
How exactly do you cornhole?
picture.
There's actually a website for how you cornhole.
Yeah, it's called X-Tube.
It's not what you think. It has to do with little bean bags filled with corn and a board with a hole in it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't. John just walked in here. Okay. For those of you.
Yeah, I've been to those places that have the holes in the walls.
Yeah.
Okay. Bean bags. Yeah. One hole.
Okay. For those of you at home who are thinking we're talking about dirty stuff, before you call Ernesto, cornhole is basically
well, Doug just
think of think of horseshoes, uh-huh. Think of washer toss. It's like if you combined horseshoes
corn.
with toss across. Basically, you have a board that's slightly elevated in the back, and there's a hole. And you toss a bean bag. Your goal is to throw this bean bag into the hole.
Except it's full of corn, not beans.
Yeah. The traditional way of making it is using dried corn kernels inside the bag rather than dried beans. And so it's putting the corn in the hole. On a side note with this, I think it's time that we as a community, this is the second time we've had these kind of words, that we need to take back from the straight people. We need to rise up. You know, they want to take marriage away, the word marriage away from us. That's fine. It's time for us to take back cornhole and teabag. Those words are ours. Those words have meaning to us. And I think it's time.
A totally different meaning to us, but still.
And
queen.
I think
is ours, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's time that, you know, I, being the crazy radio personality that I am, I need to start hearing the voices and gather us, not at the mall in Washington.
Oh, if we start singing Gather at the River, I'm going to shoot you. Go on to the next topic.
But, it's time for us to put a big rally. You know, it'll be the million porn, you know. We'll sit there, we'll all wave poppers.
March.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see C-SPAN cover that one.
Okay.
We'll do that in front of the Washington Monument. We'll slip a big condom over top of it. We're going to take back cornholing and teabagging, and the poppers will run free.
Okay. Before we go on to the next subject.
Actually, I have nothing else, so I was just trying to stretch.
Before we go on, there's something that we have not talked about this entire show.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it. I thought since you forgot about it, I was going to forget about it.
Because we're right now, this is Sunday, September the 5th. And September the 6th is the 23rd anniversary of this show.
Cool.
Wow. Oh. In September 6th, 1987, this show first aired on KPFT.
Was that on a Saturday night?
Saturday night. It started at 2 to 4 a.m.
Wow.
That's why it's called After Hours.
Because it was after the bars?
Yeah, after the bars closed. Buddy Johnston was the original producer, and he thought that it would be a good idea to have a show geared to gay men who went to the bars, came home alone, and were there alone. And so it was...
Gee, we've never done that.
No.
Yeah.
So this was geared for gay men who didn't
get score.
didn't get lucky that night.
Didn't get laid.
And
yeah.
It's evolved.
Has it ever?
It's still filled with men that aren't getting laid.
Has it ever?
And now we're covering CNN.
You know, the sad part about it is look at where we are after hours.
Well,
yeah.
In fact, the theme of the show, the original show, and the first few years that it was on the air, was come out of the closet.
Cool.
And then
one of my favorite topics.
And then everybody did. So we had to evolve.
Yeah, to shift gears.
A little earlier than we'd like.
Yeah, we were surprised. Yeah, when that happened. So this show has constantly been evolving. After Buddy left, I got more women involved and got bisexuals and transgenders on the show, leather folks, and
it was more inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming out's how my first boyfriend had to move in with me.
Oh.
He was going to ACU, and there's October something is... October 11th, is it, coming out day?
Yeah.
He decided to get in the middle of the holy hump and announce to the entire world he was gay.
Wow.
That night, the entire football team and several others tried to rip a steel-framed door out of his dorm room to get to him to kill him.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Well, the next day, he was at my house.
Wow. It's kind of strange because I can't tell you the exact year, but the guys who originated National Coming Out Day came on this show to talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
They were from Houston.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
So I can blame Houston for...
National Coming Out Day. Yeah.
Him having to move in with me.
They started it, and then other people took over, and it just caught on.
So what was the theme song back then, or was there theme music? Were there any music on the show, or was it all talk?
Oh, actually, it was mostly talk. Buddy played a lot of different music, not necessarily gay music, but music that was popular in the clubs at the time.
I see.
Well, 26 years ago, there probably wasn't a lot of gay music yet.
Actually, there was.
It was disco.
A lot of it sounded like they recorded it in their bathrooms.
they probably did.
It was very amateurish until Romanowski and Phillips came along. And Lynn Lavner, and then that kind of opened the door for other artists.
Underground stuff.
Yeah, very. Callen. Very, very. The Michael Callen, yeah, that's right.
So when did y'all start playing more queer artists?
I started playing queer artists immediately when I took over as producer.
And came out of the closet.
and in those days, that was before computer, or before I had one. And it was not easy finding queer artists. You know, wherever I could find them, I scoured music stores. I went to other cities and scoured music stores.
There wasn't CDs and DVDs either.
No. In fact,
LPs and cassettes.
I discovered... Pansy Division in San Francisco, and it was a cassette tape.
Oh, my.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That was the first thing they put out. It was a cassette tape.
Were you able to play that here, or did you have to change it to something else? Or
Back then, we had cassette players up here to about two or three years ago.
We had reel-to-reel, so there was a couple of songs that I couldn't play because of language. I recorded them on reel-to-reel. And then I listened to where it got to that word, and I cut the word out of the tape and reversed it. And then spliced it all back together so that when I played it, the word came out backwards.
Wow.
Nice. Cool.
And nowadays...
You could do that without missing beats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And nowadays...
It was a hell of a lot of work.
I was fixing this
Yeah. And then nowadays what we do is we put it into an MP3 format, put it into Audacity.
Yeah.
And I just kept... I have to go through and pull this section kind of like he would do of, you know, here's the area, listen to the word...
Electronically.
And just... I just pull it out. Just cut it out of there and smash everything together.
I remember having to cut carts. I don't know if you remember what
we had carts. Yeah. Oh yeah, for a long time.
I was still here when we. I was just starting as a producer when we had the carts here of plugging in those giant.
Chris, how long have you been with the show? When did you start here?
I'm
thinking 15 years.
So about 95, 94.
Yeah, right in there.
One reason I'm such a rebel is I was working at a Christian radio station, and I would have to edit the carts to take the words out that weren't appropriate. Yeah.
Actually, Judy was here before I was.
I've really? Heard that.
Yeah.
Yep. I've heard she's the old lady.
No, I am not the old lady. I have a title. Use it.
Bitch.
Capital
B. Are you pin to prove it?
You need to
it's
start
not
wearing
just a capital
that,
B. Yeah. It's a.
I keep forgetting to bring
the whole
it,
thing's
I
capitalized.
Like hours before.
I've heard about this pin forever, and I still haven't seen it.
I've seen
I
want
to see the bitch pin.
I'll call me and tell me to bring it next time.
Not only does she have a pin, she has at least
anyway.
Three
happy
or
birthday to us.
Absolutely, happy birthday. Right.
Yeah. And let's go for 23 more.
Right. Oh, hell let's no. Let's not stop there. Let's go for 46 more.
Well, I'm only good for about another 23 years.
Oh, well, I don't believe that either. Try again.
No, I'll be ready to retire by then.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But I have watched this show evolve and change and grow over the years. It's been marvelous.
Yeah, Marla,
and I've watched our community grow and evolve and come out of the closet and transgender people become politicized. And it's just been
tremendous. Maybe that's what you should do. Maybe for the next show, you should go cut pieces.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You're so welcome.
Oh, the old shows?
Yeah, I have some.
One of the things that we did so much talking on those early shows is because there weren't any groups like Misfits and so on to come up to the show.
That's right.
Yeah, but
and talk to us and do segments.
Cut little pieces of what was discussed back then.
What you're talking about because they're on VHS tapes, okay? It ain't going to happen in this lifetime.
I recorded this show on VHS tape and then transferred it to cassettes.
Which Bruce is now transferring to DVD.
Yes.
But 23 years, it's going to take a while. Captures it and keeps
okay, maybe next anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. Look where we've come through on the with this show.
But, back in those days, it never crossed our mind that we would ever, in our lifetime, be talking about gay marriage.
Yeah.
Or,
bestiality, for that matter.
Or donuts don't tell,
Or just look at Jimmy.
We didn't have Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but we never thought that we'd be on the verge of having gays and lesbians in the military. Ever.
I mean, look where we've gone from the fact here in just the city of Houston. We've gone from 23 years ago, women couldn't wear pants with a zipper to a lesbian mayor.
Zipper in the
front.
They could not have,
Because we just talked about the 20th anniversary of that.
Could not have a zipper in the front. Had to be on the side or in the back.
And ironically enough, when the show came in the air, we had a woman in office.
Yes, Kathy
now
Whitmire.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She never listened. She never came
in.
So she
was a hell of a ride.
Though, right?
Been a hell of a ride. And we're right coming up to the top of the hour, aren't we? What?
You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacific Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on Facebook. It's After Hours. Just do a search for us. Look for the rainbow logo.
Ooh.
You can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. Snail mail is After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
LOVETT, Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just the life. Just the zip code, but the life. I can't believe I screwed that up.
We love hearing from you. We want to hear about upcoming events, news stories, love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures!
And those are three ways you can get in touch with us. Coming at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pas Soleil.
John's here, ready to give it to you just like you like it.
With a lot of squeezing.
lots of lube.
Followed up by Red Eye Special. The rest of the KPFT is scheduled. You can find it on kpft.org. It's now time for the PSAs.
Make your gift to KPFT go twice as far. Many employers sponsor corporate matching gift programs that will match any charitable contribution made by their employees. To increase the value of your gift, contact your human resources office to see if your company has a matching gift program and obtain the appropriate form. Follow the instructions on the form and mail it to KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. We'll verify your gift and notify your company. Your employer may also match your volunteer time. Ask your human resources office for eligibility requirements. Participating in your company's matching gift program is a simple yet powerful way to increase your support of KPFT without any additional cost to you. Don't delay. Get your company to match your gift to KPFT today. You are listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, 90.1 KPFT, Houston.
Come celebrate spring with a Discovery Green Thursday concert series presented by Capital One Bank and co-sponsored by KPFT-FM. The fall season features free concerts showcasing outstanding regional performers at Discovery Green Thursdays starting September 9th and running through October 14th. Discovery Green is Houston's number one spot to picnic on the grass, dance on the patio, and watch the sunset over the gorgeous downtown skyline. Bring your family and meet up with your friends. Take your office on an outing or disconnect the neighborhood kids from their video games to show them some real guitar heroes and rock bands. This week's free concert features the New Orleans funk and soul sounds of Cyril Neville from the Neville Brothers on Thursday, September 16th. Recycle your empty St. Arnold six-pack carriers for double points at this concert. Shows start at 6:30 p.m. and everyone is welcome. Most street parking is free starting at 6 p.m. Bring your picnics, blankets, and lawn chairs, but leave your glass containers and alcohol at home. Visit discoverygreen.com for more info. KPFT Houston.